Oh. Oh my goodness. Can you believe it? Magic really does happen sometimes. The best show is back here on another Tuesday night. My name is Tom. I'm the host of tonight's episode. And we have a great show planned for you tonight. Fun times ahead for you. For me, not so much. Why? Tonight is the exciting return of Tom Can't Complain. And what does that mean? Well, it means you, the listener, call up and start trying to give me the business. And then I have to sit here and take it. And if I slip up and let you have it, I gotta pay a fine. And that money will go to some sort of hurricane-based charity. We'll figure out which one. And that's later in the show. But right now I tell you, come one, come all. The show that Podmas called. Well, they didn't call us anything. They haven't reviewed the show in 2 years. The show that Podmas ignored. The best show here. This Tuesday night and every Tuesday night. We are here for you to enjoy. Show. What's up? How's everybody doing tonight here? As August winds down of 2017, we find ourselves here together listening to the best show. Well, I'm not listening. Well, I am listening. I'm doing it, but listening at the same time. That's one of the things that's important, listening in life. Remember when Simon and Garfunkel pointed that out? People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. Oh, what a... what a song. Sounds of Silence. That thing was a flop until that one guy put the music to it. Put all the rock music to it. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have, you know, who is that again? Who is that, Mike? Tom Wilson? Right? Guy produced White Light, White Heat. And Bob Dylan albums. It's one of the all-time heroes of rock. Although, to produce White Light, White Heat, what are you really doing? Yeah, why don't you turn up the, turn everything up more. Oh, everything's up all the way? Okay. Well, you guys let me know you're done with the record. So, yeah, without them, we would, without, him, there would be no, Cecilia or El Condor Pasa. You know what's also funny about the show? Last week, Mike, AP Mike, the associate producer of the show, he was working it hard on social media, and he got some guy to call in from who's on Twin Peaks. And then I patted Mike on the back. The three of these guys out there now, Pat, Dudio, and Mike, they're all scrambling. You think they were putting on the telephone the way they're trying to get guests now. Mike's like, I think I could get Carbonaro to call in from Carbonaro Effect. I'm like, I could get him. Don't worry about that. And Dudio's like, I think I could get one of the impractical jokers to call in, Sal. It's like, he's been on the show twice. It's not a get. I know Pat's going to snake them both. He's going to come up with someone big. Right? Right, Pat? Yes, sir. I don't like that very much, but I'll accept it. I'll take it. Who did we hear? Oh, my goodness. Kate LeBon. That is such a great. She's so great. That was an album that came out, I think last year. Yes, last year. Crab Day. Kate LeBon. And it's a song called We Might Revolve. That's on the Drag City record label. One of the all-time greatest record labels, Drag City. Can't sleep on that stuff. Can't sleep on Kate LeBon, can't sleep on Drag City. A lot of good records. Later in the show, we'll do Tom Can't Complain. Are these people on hold trying to get me to complain, Mike? Yeah, I don't want to do it yet. I got to build up to it. What? Line 3. Wants me to complain? All right, let's go away. Best show, hi.
Hello, this is Gavin from Happy Valley, Oregon.
Gavin from Happy Valley, Oregon. What's up, Gavin?
Hi. I listen to your show a lot.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Gavin, can I ask what age range you're in?
I'm 10 years old.
You're 10 years old. It's a good age to be.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Gavin? You excited about going back to school? When do you go back? Wednesday?
What day is September 5th? That's when I'm going back to school.
What day is September 5th? That would be a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's when I'm going back to school. I'm excited because I miss all my friends.
You miss your friends? Oh, that's nice. Well, you'll be back with them. What grade are you going into?
Fifth grade. And I might get a boy teacher.
You might get a boy teacher?
Because all the other years I've had a girl teacher.
Okay, well, let's see if you get a boy teacher. We'll find out. The mysteries of school. So what's going on tonight, young man?
I wanted to talk about Jake Paul because I heard you did a podcast about him.
Jake Paul. He's a very talented guy. Are you a Jake Pauler?
No, I don't like him very
much.
What?
Now, for people who don't understand, Jake Paul is this super talented. You'd have to admit he's super talented, right, Gavin?
No.
He's a great actor and musician and a comedian. And he's really just like a one of these do-it-all people in show business. Everything he does, and he does it all at the highest possible level. And
are you being sarcastic?
He got in trouble because what did he do that was so wrong? He moved into a neighborhood in Los Angeles and rode dirt bikes up and down the street and set a couch on fire in a pool.
Actually, his brother lit the couch on fire.
But it was at Jake's house.
Yeah.
Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not a big fan of Jake Paul. That means you're a fan of Logan Paul, though, right? You're in the Low Gang?
I like his content. I'm not a huge fan, but I like watching his videos.
Okay. All right. Young man. Gavin?
Hmm.
Look, Jake, this is what I'm going to tell you. You gotta. I'm being told I gotta talk to someone else.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But this is what I'm telling you, Gavin. Call back, and I'm gonna give you 5 minutes of uninterrupted airtime. The hotline is lit up right now.
Sure.
Okay, young man, you call back.
Wait, when do I call back?
Call right back. You call right back.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. I'm being told to go to line four. I'm being told there's a superstar on line four. Hello?
No, that's a mistake. There's actually only a musician. All the superstars left.
Only a musician. Now, can I ask who this is, please? This is because my producers are playing a thing where they try to top each other to get a better guest each time, and one of them is doing a dance in the corner saying, I win the contest for all of eternity now.
Yeah, they did. They did a really cruddy thing, man. They started posting on the net on Twitter that they were going to, you know, like have major failures in their life. Their wife was going to leave them. Their complexion was going to go bad. Their posture was going to dissolve. Their status in your company, they would get fired. All these dire consequences if I didn't call you.
Well, those things have started to happen to them, unfortunately, so I guess I don't know if these things are reversible. So this is David Crosby, the legend.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. What an honor to have you call this show, sir.
Now, tell me about your show, because all I know of you as is these pestiferous people on Twitter who keep telling me that they want me to call you. I have no idea who you are or what your show is. Where are you?
I'm in New Jersey. It's a show called The Best Show, and it's a live radio show that we do on the internet, and then it goes up as a podcast the next day. Tomorrow this will be a podcast. But people can listen to it live now. People are hearing this live just like radio.
What's your name, man?
My name's Tom.
Tom?
Yes.
Hi, Tom. I'm David.
David, it is an honor to speak to you. I can say you, one of the greatest songs in my entire life, you are the composer of Everybody's Been Burned.
So you like old stuff, huh?
I like all the stuff. I like your new, you have Sky Trails is out.
Oh, you do know about the new
See,
stuff.
I know, I'm just saying, I'm on board for the whole thing.
Oh, well, thanks, man.
But I always thought that if I ever spoke to you, I would tell you that song is one of my all-time favorites. That's a top 10 all-time favorite song for me.
It's probably the first halfway decent song I wrote. Probably the first one that was actually sort of almost okay.
And could you feel that? Did you feel like you broke through something when like the idea, like I'm in the game now?
I felt like that girl in the second row looked up and was looking at me.
Because you're in when you're starting off, you were thinking you were more of a singer. And then suddenly everybody had to be a songwriter all of a sudden.
Well, I think we all wanted to be, because we came out of being folk musicians.
Sure.
And the tradition was already there for writing your own songs. It was a standard thing. People did that. But when we saw what Bob Dylan did, you know, he took pretty much took the lid off of songwriting for us. And then we said, oh, well, wait a minute, this could be the main way to be an artist. And it turned out that he was right.
Sure. And then, but then within the band, suddenly Gene Clark is the first one out of the gate to really start putting these songs together.
He's a very good, writer. He had a great advantage in that he did not know the rules at all. He knew nothing at all about what he was doing. He hadn't been to school. He was just like me, couldn't read or write music, but he had a feel for it, and he wrote wonderful stuff.
Is that something that the rules been a thing throughout your life that you learn and then you have to unlearn? Is this a constant back and forth?
Not me. I never went to school for music at all. I'm in the same place Gene was, but I know that it can be, you know, limiting, and it can also be freeing, both.
Mm-hmm. But when you start to get better at something and better at something, do you ever feel like maybe I'm getting a little too in my own head with this now, and I need to get back to that pure spot?
I think very often that what I need to do, I wish I had the time left on the planet to actually learn all the stuff, to actually go back to school and learn how to read and write music. I wish I knew.
Doesn't it feel like school happens at the wrong point in someone's life?
You got that right.
Like, think about it. If you could go to college in your 40s or 50s.
Yeah, this is all a scheduling conflict, isn't it?
Right? When you're 18, you should not be, that's not when you should be trying to get your final licks in with education.
No, you should be trying to acquire personal knowledge of the other half of the human race.
And then you take a few decades of experience, and then you take that into a classroom.
Yeah. And you're listening.
Yeah, and you're actually understanding the value of listening. At that point.
You know, we may have solved one of the world's major problems here.
It might have happened tonight. Well, if you could have studied anything, then what would you have what would be an area of interest that you did not get a chance to learn about?
Well, I would have studied music. That's the first thing that we talked about. I would study music and learn how to read and write music, because I've got a lot of it in my head, and it would be fun to be able to write it down. I would also study more history. I'm fascinated with history. I read history all the time. I love it. More languages and stuff.
Is there a certain era or area of history that fascinates you the most?
Yeah, recent stuff. Recent history, the last 100 years.
Okay. So, yeah, well, look, I know you maybe feel like you've seen it all a few times. You're not going anywhere. You're still hanging in there. I don't think it's too late. You could go to University of Phoenix, maybe. Sign up for a mail order class.
I'm busy, man. I'm writing a whole new, another record, and I'm just about to go out on the road again. And as long as the news is going to stop by my house, I'm going to be writing songs, you know.
Because I'm
a fully occupied guy.
It's David Crosby and Friends is what you tour as now?
Yeah, that's my son James. He's the keyboard player and my co-writer, and he produced the record. My pal Jeff Pivar, that we've worked with before in CPR, he's a fantastic guitar player. And our pal Stevie DeStanislaw, James's best friend from high school, a fantastic drummer that we have. He plays with David Gilmour now. A girl from Estonia, a jazzer from Scandinavia, named Mai Egan, playing bass. Amazing, amazing musician. And Michelle Willis, who is another singer-songwriter, who is also in the other band, the acoustic band, the Lighthouse Band. She's in that one, too. She's one of my favorite people to sing with in the world. A great singer-songwriter.
And you will be out with this group. You're preparing to go back out again? Because you just did shows in a few months ago. You were out.
Yeah. I'm going back out with that band again, yeah.
Okay.
And looking forward to it tremendously.
Okay, and people can find all that stuff out over at davidcrosby.com, and you're on
Twitter. Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to take.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm not going to take too much of your time. I'm going to let you go back to your life. You've got songs to write. Well, just one final question. What in your life, David Crosby, is the dumbest purchase you ever made?
The dumbest purchase I ever made. Dumbest purchase I ever made. I think it was when I bought what was supposed to be $5 worth of pot in the village.
Mm-hmm.
way back, and the guy who got it for me got oregano.
Sure.
And I bought myself an envelope full of oregano.
That's a tale as old as time. So, well, sir, it is a honor. Thank you so much for calling up and giving us a few minutes. These maniacs here will now leave you alone. They will stop bothering you.
They can be pissed. It's all right. It was funny. The whole thing was quite funny, and obviously it worked because they called you.
Yes, they're sweet guys, and I appreciate it so much. Thank you for taking some time and calling.
All right, man. Bye.
Okay, you take care. Bye. Oh, my goodness. All right, all three of you get in here now. All three of you. I want all three in. All right. Pat. Yeah, I could see. You should see. Pat comes in, his face, he's got his head bent down, like Charlie Brown walking after missing the football.
No.
Mike is kind of in the middle somewhere because he knows last week he got the drunk from Twin Peaks to call up. So he's okay. And then you should have seen the smile on Dudio's face coming in, just the smile. I never saw it. It's like a kid on Christmas morning doesn't smile the way he was smiling.
I'm not being cocky about it. It was
a team effort.
It was a team effort.
Was it?
It was completely team effort.
Mike was telling people to like hang up so we could keep the line open.
We had a tweet that Jason was in a conversation with our top secret guest, who will be revealed later, who's out there. And I looked at my phone Twitter, and I realized, oh, my God, he wrote back.
Yeah.
And I showed Jason.
It said he'd been trying to call four times.
So then I run over to – Jason starts tweeting back at him. Yeah. I run over to the phones, and me and Mike are figuring out – we've never had to do this, but we had a full phone bank. Me and Mike figured out how to hang up on a call. Not hang up, but we clicked into the call.
Yeah.
Mike,
get back on it.
Yeah. Mike told the person, you know, to call back. Mm-hmm. And then Mike just kept that line open until we tweeted out on the call back. He did it.
That's I have ridiculous. Been tweeting at David Crosby since 2015.
3 years.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was – I could not believe it happened.
I never thought it would happen.
Yeah, well, it happened. Now, I'm going to say, though, first of all, very clever of you saying, I started 2 years ago trying to make this happen. It's a team effort. Like, it was a team effort.
No.
And Jason's
We've
like,
all been –
Jason's
no.
like, Jason's like, this was a team effort.
And tons of listeners,
90
too.
Seconds later, he slips in, I've been working on this for 2 years.
No, I don't mean it like that. Seriously.
Mike?
Yes.
What did you get last week for? Did I give points last week for?
I got two slices of pizza.
You got two slices of pizza. I'm going to a point-based system now. Mike, the drunk from Twin Peaks, that was 40 points
he's
worth.
Thank you.
Your share of David Crosby, I'm going to do, that's 30 points, so you're at 70.
Okay.
Pat, you're at 30 points now. Dudio, you're at 100 points, 120 points, because you've been working on this for 2 years, of course. I don't know where. I heard somewhere that you were working on it for 2 years.
Since 2015?
Yeah, since 2015.
Yeah. Still early. Still trying to get Kyle.
We can still get Kyle before midnight. It's only 9:31.
I love that this is now an open competition to see who can get – who could just browbeat a celebrity into calling the show for 5 minutes?
We were always kind about it.
Well, now it seems like the game is afoot.
But the listeners, too, on the Twitter.
Hey, the listeners, helped out tremendously.
All right. Well, that's great. Now all three of you get out of here.
Okay.
Get out. That was fun. So, as I was saying, I was talking to that young boy, Gavin. He can call up that young man. Call up again. I had to bump you for David Crosby, kid. Sorry. Had to happen. So, I am excited to tell you best show. No, not the best show. Sharpling and Worcester live at Murmur. There are not many tickets left for this. It is super close to selling out. I'm not sure exactly how many seats are left. I know it's almost the second show. The late show is almost sold out. New York City, Murmur Theater. October 21st, is it? Yes, October 21st. Two shows. Late show, tickets still available. Early show sold out. No more shows. Once this sells out, and it's going to sell out, it's done. So, get your tickets for that. I know people are excited. Hollywood Handbook had its 200th episode come out today. I would congratulate them, but 200 episodes is not a, it's not nothing, but it's close to nothing. It's not hard to do 200 episodes. No offense. 200 one-hour episodes? Yeah, that's... Oh, please. But congratulations! You did it! Hayes and Sean, you did it. I also have been... They have four more live shows to do. I know they keep teasing that they're going away, that was their final show, this 200th episode. They have four more shows they're doing, and they're going to space them out with kind of best of, kind of look back people's favorite episodes. And I guess I can announce this, right? Yeah. Look, if I get in trouble for this, I get in trouble. So be it. They are doing a live show. Not saying they're taking a page from my book, Best Show, Sharpling Awards. I'm not saying that. But there will be a show in Los Angeles at the El Rey Theater on October 30th. Hollywood, Say Goodbye to Hollywood. I guess it's Say Goodbye to Hollywood Handbook. And tickets go on sale September 6th. At 9 a.m. for the October 30th show at the El Rey Theater in Los Angeles. Hollywood Handbook, Say Goodbye to Hollywood. I guess it's their farewell show. So you should get your tickets to that. That's next Wednesday they go on sale. Say Goodbye to Hollywood Handbook. Man, I tell you, dude, he has a look on his face. Tell you, he was ear to ear, grinning. Oh, no, that's not me. No, it's a team effort. It's a team effort. But I've been working on it for 2 years. But I'm the only one that's been working on it for 2 years. Team effort. These guys... It was a team effort for the last 7 minutes. And the 2 years before that was just me. But no, that's a team effort. Yeah, team effort. Yeah, that's some team. It's a team that had one guy on it for 2 years, and then two other guys show up 7 minutes before the game's over. Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is Gavin from Happy Valley, Oregon again.
You're back, Gavin. It happened. Yeah. I appreciate you. You get 5 whole minutes now. 5 whole minutes.
But like I said, I want to talk about Jake Paul.
Yes.
And guess what he did?
Because this guy, Jake Paul, now for people who don't know, he is a YouTube star, right?
Yeah.
And all your heroes, Gavin, are on YouTube now, right? All your heroes.
Except for like superheroes because I look up to superheroes.
Like who? Who's a superhero you look up to?
Batman.
Batman. Who else?
I like Superman and the Flash.
So you like DC comics, it seems.
Yeah, I like DC more than Marvel.
Do you like Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I saw that movie and it was really cool.
That was a good movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did you see Suicide Squad?
I saw that movie, but I didn't like it as much.
No, you know what? You know why you didn't like it? Because it was not good. That's why. That's why you didn't like it.
Yeah. I didn't like Jared Leto as the Joker in the movie. The only character that I really liked was
Killer Croc. Who?
Yep. The only character I really liked was Harley Quinn. But other than that, I didn't like any of the characters.
Yeah. Well, it's not like you had a whole bunch to choose from. There were only 14 members of the Suicide Squad to choose from.
And one of them got killed in like the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, Slipknot.
A man who can climb anything.
That's right. Now, Gavin, what did you want to talk about with this Jake Paul? Because you, as a young person, you go to YouTube and you thrill to everything that Jake Paul is up to and Logan Paul. You love all their antics, and you laugh and you laugh, and then you play the music and you dance around your bedroom.
But I don't like Jake Paul at all.
You don't like, but you like that song. It's every day, bro. It's every
no,
day,
I don't like
bro.
That song.
It's every day, bro. It's every day, bro.
I like listening to 80s and 70s rock music.
Like what? Like what's a song you like to listen to, Gavin?
I like "Here Comes the Sun" by the Beatles.
Yes.
And I like the Rolling Stones and Aerosmith. And the Who.
What's your favorite Aerosmith song?
Probably, let me see.
Let me see if I can guess. Back in the Saddle Again.
No.
What? Draw the Line?
No, it's Last Child.
Wow. Last Child, not bad. Not bad. So you like to listen, but what's wrong with Jake Paul now? Why do you have a bee in your bonnet over Jake Paul?
Jake Paul's assistant said that another big YouTuber called FaZe Banks with 2.4 million subscribers assaulted her, that FaZe Banks assaulted her at a nightclub, and she had a bruise on her neck because supposedly FaZe Banks, like, held her in a chokehold, and somehow she got a bruise from that. And everyone on the internet is, like, really mad at Jake Paul because there's tons of evidence that proves that his assistant was lying.
So is Jake Paul's assistant accused someone of attacking them, and by the internet's accounts, it is a false accusation.
Because even the YouTuber who was accused of that has tons of evidence. He says that the nightclub they were at had security footage, and he went over it, and there was no. There was no signs of him assaulting anyone.
Man, you're into it. You're into it. It's like I'm up against Matlock here, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm on the stand. Matlock's grilling me. You ever watch Matlock?
No.
You should check that out. He's a big YouTube star. Matlock.
My favorite YouTuber is someone called 8-Bit Ryan, and he does really cool gaming videos.
And, like, you'll watch him play a game? Like, what do you watch him play? Do you watch him play Space Invaders?
He plays Geometry Dash.
Okay. And what about, you've never watched Matlock's videos on YouTube?
No, I don't think I've ever heard of him.
He's a little older than 8-Bit Hero. What's his name? 8-Bit Hero?
8-Bit Ryan.
8-Bit Ryan. He's a little older, but you should search Matlock videos.
Okay.
I think it'll make a real cool impression if you go back to school next week talking all about your new favorite YouTuber, Matlock.
Okay.
Okay?
I actually have a YouTube channel myself.
You do? I don't want to give it out, though, on the radio. I just, I don't, I, I, it, That's the kind of thing that you shouldn't do with kids. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You make videos, though?
Yeah.
What, like comedy videos?
I do toy reviews.
You do toy reviews? Oh, that's cool. Like, what kind of toys do you review?
There's these cool action figures called Funko Pops, and they're cute little vinyl figures, and they have, like, every single like pop culture person that they make, and I collect them.
Okay. Well, look, you can email me. Why don't you email me and send me a link to your YouTube channel? I'll watch some of your videos.
How do I email you?
Just hit me up, DM me on Twitter.
I don't have Twitter.
Okay, then email address is bestshow4life. It's number 4, life,
okay,
at yahoo.com. Okay?
Okay.
All right, young man, you have a great time going back to school, and just remember, it's every day, bro. It's every day, bro. It's say it with me. Come on. You can do it. It's every day,
it's
bro.
It's every day, bro. Bro.
It's every day, bro.
Hey, bro.
Come on.
It's every day, bro.
With the Disney Channel flow, right?
Yeah.
You got to admit he's kind of cool, right?
I guess, but he's a really bad person.
The coolest ones all are, my friend. The coolest ones all are. All right. You have a great night. So look, I know I was making fun of these other podcasts. I know. Hamburger Man, Blank Check. I'll say this. Blank Check, they're both fun. I know I was teasing the one guy. I don't even know the guy. I was just giving them business. They're both fine. Griffin, a nice guy. David, it seems like a nice guy. It's a good show. I ain't got time to fight these podcast fights. I'm not in the fight. I beat all of them. Like, I really got to earn something against Hamburger Man? I got to listen to Hamburger Man. They got Dom Herrera. They're going to Roy Rogers with Dom Herrera. I got to listen to that. Oh, I'm competing with that. And I like Hamburger Man. I listen to episodes. There's some good episodes. Joe Mandy, go to Dunkin' Donuts. Good stuff all around. But this is not the race. I'm not even in the race. I'm not in any race. Right, Mike? You hear David Crosby calling Hamburger Man? No. Do you think Blank Check gets the drunk from Twin Peaks? I gotta say, the more I say that, it's becoming less impressive with each passing mention. It's becoming less impressive. Might have to knock 10 points off, Mike. And you're all accountable to keep track of your points. And people are saying, points. What's his points, Tom? Like, I'm able to take over points now that, Chris Hardwick has abdicated his post. A point-based economy is there for the taking, and I'm taking it. I also want to say, Pat said I got a super secret guest. Simon Doom is going to hang out for a little bit. He's just making it seem like I got Jay Leno in the wings. Take 2 points off for that, Pat. 2 off. Who's good here, Mike? 1? Who? 1! Best show, hi. Hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tom?
It is Tom. Welcome to the best show.
Oh, hey, thanks. Am I really? Well, this is Steve in Chicago. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Steve?
I'm good. Am I the call after Gavin and David Crosby?
You might be, yes.
Oh, jeez.
You are.
That's, wow. Way to follow up. Two great calls.
Well, I believe in you. I believe in you.
Oh, thanks. I wanted to, well, I mean, now before everyone kind of gets on your case, I wanted to talk to you about something that I think you'd like.
All right, I'm ready.
I recently got into an album, and I understand you like it a lot, too, Ram.
Yes, Ram by Paul and Linda McCartney.
Ah, it's great.
Indeed.
I didn't, well, you know, I think it's kind of corny or kind of mean-spirited, but it's, like, it's not at all.
What would have led you to think it was corny or mean-spirited?
Well, I know. It's Paul McCartney, so you kind of think it might be corny.
Well, I mean, okay, but I don't know where mean-spirited would enter the picture, but...
Oh, the only song I knew from it was Too Many People.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I thought it was like making fun of John for a whole record.
Sure. No, it's one song. They were going back and
great.
Forth. They were going back and forth.
And I think John was kind of mean there, because I think Paul was right on.
John had a mean streak in him. I get it.
Yeah, it's great. And I heard you did like a version of this.
We did a CD that covered the whole thing. That was for the WFMU fundraiser a bunch of years back.
Who did Eat at Home?
Who did Eat at Home on that? Let me think. Who was that? Hold on. Come on, little lady. Oh, that was Cynthia and the Thrillingtons did that.
Very good. That's pretty cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else, my friend?
I mean, kind of, I just wanted to know your favorite, like, post-Beatles album.
Yeah, it's All Things Must Pass.
That's pretty good.
No, it's more than pretty good, my friend. It's a masterpiece!
You know which one I like more, though?
What's that?
Traveling Wilburys.
Well, to each his own.
It's got that, like, real crisp Jeff Lynne production. I think he's great.
Well, I do, too. I might disagree with that production. Not my first choice. But Jeff Lynne does not need... Jeff Lynne does not need to redeem himself in my judgment. He's the man behind... Look, he would get a pass from me just for being in The Move. That would do it. That's a lifetime pass for coming up with Do Ya.
Yeah, that's great. And he did that Tom Petty record, Full Moon Fever.
He did.
Now that's great. That's A+, mm-hmm. top to bottom.
Some good songs on it. Maybe, again, not the way I would produce it if I had my... if I was twiddling the knobs for it, but success certainly is undeniable when it comes to that record.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like one of the best produced.
You're driving me up the wall. I'm not starting the can't complain thing yet, but that guy clearly didn't get the memo. I guess Mike is lashing out a little bit. A little passive aggressiveness from the... because of the whole drunk from Twin Peaks thing. The luster is fading quicker than he thought. And Dudio strutting around like Mick Jagger. Right, I'm going to the phones. Besho, hi.
Hey, Tom, it's Bart Henshaw in Newbridge. How's it going?
Good, good.
Oh, my God, that Crosby call was insane.
Right?
That was pretty cool.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I have to say, I missed the very beginning, and I was curious if you asked him about Hillman's bass clam on the final verse of Spanish Harlem Incident.
I didn't get around to asking him about that one bum note.
It's actually two, but you didn't start with that?
No, I didn't. I decided to take more of a friendly approach, that this was not a... This is not a call where he had to apologize for other people's mistakes.
Right, like not an airing of grievances about someone else.
That weren't my grievance. That seems like it's your grievance, not even mine. And he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, now that I think about it, I think it was right of you not to do that.
Okay, well, you know, I was unexpected also. Maybe if I had planned it out, I would have asked him about
it. Next time, it sounds like he's into it.
See, I'm sure he's just going to be listening every week and laughing. And
you never know.
Having
you never
a good
know.
Time. Yeah.
Speaking of listening every week and laughing, that's what I do.
Oh.
I love it. I'm a huge fan. And I got to say, the one thing I love that you do.
Yeah.
Those damn impressions.
Oh, okay.
They're so funny. They're so funny. You know, I'm pretty good at one impression.
You have an impression?
I do, yeah.
What is it?
Well, all right, it's Lou Reed, and I can actually only do like a microscopic little region of a song that sounds like, and then I kind of lose it, but I'd be glad to do it for you if that's okay.
I would love to hear it.
Oh, it's the song Heroin, and it's like, I don't know, but I lost it already. I kind of lose it there.
Okay, well,
it's not bad though, right?
No, that's a good place. That's a good start.
I do his speaking voice really well.
Okay, I'd love to
I do, and I'd love to get a little riff going with you. I know, like I love all the impressions you do, but you know, I love Joe Namath, and if you would do that, that would be awesome. But if there's something else you want to do,
what if we do Lou Reed talking to the guy who plays Super Dave and Marty Funkhauser on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes, yes. Bob Einstein?
Bob Einstein, yes.
That sounds good. All right. All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, it's Lou Reed from the Velvet Underground. How's it going?
Are you sure that's a Lou Reed impression?
Yeah, it sounds just like him, doesn't it?
Okay, let's start over. That threw me a little bit. Is there
okay.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, what's going on? It's Lou Reed.
Lou, I just want to say, you're driving me up the wall with this stuff. All the albums, Mistrial, New Sensations.
Hey, those are good records. I still can't believe what Larry did with your aunt's obit in the paper. Beloved, you probably had to bleep that, didn't you? You had to bleep that?
I'm stepping out of the impression now, yes.
Okay, well.
Oh, look, that was fun. We
you were good. You were good. I think I was really good, too.
I thought impressions are in the eye of the beholder, I guess you could say.
In the ear of the beholder, probably. And
that's probably even more accurate.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, well, it's fun doing impressions, right? What is your name? I don't even think you introduced yourself.
Bart Henshaw.
Because usually I ask at the beginning of a call. Wait, what did you say your name was?
Bart Henshaw.
Bart Henshaw.
Yes.
Not the Bart Henshaw.
At your service, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is, wow, it's a night of stars, I guess.
Oh, come on.
Because for anybody who's listening outside of the Newbridge area, Bart Henshaw I'm not going to say guess, but our caller right now won last week's Newbridge Mega Destructo Ball Lottery, which was it the largest pot in U.S. history or one of the largest pots? It was like $820 million.
Yep. Largest, as far as I know, it's the largest in U.S. history, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe it. I mean, It truly is life changing, and I just have to say, you know, I am truly blessed.
I have to say, it's great to talk to you tonight, Bart. You said you listen, but I don't know if you know. I also in town give a fair amount of motivational speeches and talks to local teenagers and. I always try to make a point that Newbridge is a city full of inspirational people, And you and your story, Bart, you are one of those very people.
Oh, well, that's so kind of you to say, Tom. And, you know, I could turn around and say the exact same thing about you. You know, your Tethers for Tots charity has helped more kids get healthy than just about any other celebrity tetherball charity that I'm aware of.
That's so nice of you to point out. It's very kind of you. But your story, I would hazard that, I guess that most people listening don't know your whole story. So I guess maybe if I could, I'd bring them up to speed.
Sure, sure.
You're a rags to riches.
Right.
To rags.
Yes, yeah.
And now back to riches story.
Hard to believe, right? How often does that happen?
It's very rare.
It is. And I'd be glad to nutshell it for your listeners.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, I was born here in Newbridge. My family was not rich, by any means. You know, I went to Newbridge, all the Newbridge schools, junior high school, elementary school, and high school. I lived and I loved in this town. I slap fought for the Newbridge Red Faces for a couple of years. That was really exciting. And I went to the Newbridge School of Business. And in 1998, I founded the Henshaw's Fresh Market chain of grocery stores. And gosh, we had 12 stores throughout the Quint Cities. And you know, we worked really hard and quickly became the number one grocery chain in the upper mid New Jersey area, where we outsold competitors like Pimento Pantry, Grocery Gulch, and the Food Phantom by millions every year. You know, it was a real success story. And by 2002, I was rich beyond my wildest dreams. You know, I had a great family, huge mansion up in Newbridge Hills. We had a gold tennis court, which is crazy. I had a completely functional Batmobile. I owned the very first pair of scissors in history. Came from the Ottoman Empire. I had the fastest microwave oven on earth. A gold fireplace, another, not very practical at all, but incredibly expensive. Mm-hmm. I also owned the robot from Rocky IV, which I hear is still running. And sort of my favorite possession was a 2.5 mile long meat freezer, which was the second longest one in America.
2.5 miles long.
Yes. Yeah.
Of a meat freezer.
Yeah. Hard to believe it was the second largest.
Yeah. Do you know who has the biggest one?
Well, the person who had it forever was Dick Tabak.
Had the
and then he sold his to very recently. I think it was acquired by Jeff Bezos.
So Jeff Bezos bought the late Vic Tabak, the guy who played Mel on Alice.
Yes, yeah. And if you're wondering how Jeff Bezos has those porno arms, apparently he runs, not walks, on his hands across the entire thing. So that's 2.5 miles
in freezing
every day.
Freezing temperatures.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so that keeps him keeps his arms kind of with that amazing big yet under defined
right. Yes, yeah.
Musculature.
Exactly.
Like,
yes.
Like where they look like water balloons.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So
good look. I think a lot of people are into that. I know I am. I wish I could. I had that degree of porno arms.
Yeah,
I've got some going.
Uh huh. Well, yeah. you certainly have a chance to do it now, I guess. But
but wait, so
at that point you were
you had it all on top of the world. You know, I was voted Grocer of the Year in Supermarket Fanfare magazine 5 years running, which was quite an honor. I parlayed my success in the grocery world into couple of other arenas. I wrote two motivational books. One was called get your piece of the produce. And the other one was called beans and noodles and cabbage.
And what is beans and it's, you said it was a motivational book?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, beans. You know, Solomon says, "Hey, use your bean and you know, solve this problem." You know, sometimes your brain is referred to as your bean, right?
Yes.
And the same goes for your noodle. You know, use your noodle. That's also your brain.
Yeah. And what was the other food?
Cabbage. That's money.
Uh-huh.
So you use your brain to make money. It's I thought it was pretty clear. I'll be honest. You know, I guess I got selfish on the food puns on that title.
Because it's beans. You could say you use your bean to make cabbage.
Yeah.
Like, or you use your noodle to make.
Yeah, I guess at the time I thought I needed both of them in there, and you know, I guess I double dipped into the pun vat on that one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, you wrote the book though. That's what matters.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. And I also put an album out with my band Aisle 9.
Aisle 9.
Yes, and we try to make a little go of it. We even opened for Kevin Cronin's REO Speedwagon featuring Kevin Cronin at Los Amigos. That was a blast.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, he wouldn't talk to us, though.
Kevin Cronin wouldn't talk to you?
No.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It might have had something to do with me breaking his Telecaster.
That he wouldn't talk to you?
Yeah, I slipped on it.
Yeah, that might have put him in a bad mood.
Maybe, yeah. So anyway, I was also I was elected alderman, ombudsman, and comptroller for the city of Newbridge, and that was the first time a single person has ever held all three offices at once.
Okay,
kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah. So by that point, I had a decent amount of business and political power going. I was a big cat.
Yep.
Only problem was I believed my own hype, Tom, and became really full of myself. And, you know, I thought I was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm. You mean sliced bread?
No, sliced bread.
I've never heard
of it. You remember this? Back in the early 2000s, Sylvester Stallone had a baked goods company, and it was really good stuff. It's really good stuff. Those buns flew off the shelves in record numbers until it was discovered that they were all infected with hepatitis R.
Uh-huh. Hepatitis, you know. R.
Yeah, it was this very rare strain. Basically, what happened was, as a selling point for the baked goods, Stallone said that he was putting little fibers from the headband he wore in the first Rambo into the mix, into the batter.
Okay.
And people were getting really sick.
Yeah, I mean, I would think if he was giving that, that does not seem enticing. It seems like a warning to not eat the bread.
Well, if I've learned anything, it's that people want to eat anything that a celebrity has either worn or even like a part of their body.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's true.
They want it.
They do. They need it.
Uh-huh.
They want to eat it.
Yeah, so you kind of lost your way.
Man, you know, I was a bad boy. I'll tell you that. I was having multiple affairs. You know, I was jacked up on roids. I wanted to have those porno arms really bad. And, you know, that really messed with my whole disposition, my character. I was rude and abusive to my family, my employees, and worst of all, to my customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I never thought I would tell this, but you were actually rude to me. I actually experienced your abuse firsthand.
You're kidding. I was really?
Back at, yes.
What happened?
I was in the store and you came over and yelled at me for loitering at the magazine rack.
Huh.
I was just there.
Could I ask what you were reading?
No, that's not important.
Oh, come on. What was it?
It's
so long ago. Come on, please.
It's a magazine called The Wicker Times. Wicker Times. Yeah, it's a magazine for people who enjoy furniture and crafts made out of wicker. And I can actually remember Jim Belushi was on the cover of that issue that I was reading. And it was kind of a big deal because it was the third time he had been on the cover within a year. They kept putting him on the cover of the magazine, and it was just like, Belushi's back again.
Wow. I don't know who I'm more embarrassed for, you or Jim Belushi.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's tough stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a magazine. People... Yeah. It's a hobby.
Do you do wicker? Like, do you make it?
I've tried. I'm not good at making it.
It seems like it'd be hard.
It's very frustrating.
And am I right that there's like two different shades of wicker? Is that right? Like, there's the white wicker, and then there's like a, I don't know what you would call it. Is it mahogany? Or is it just dyed?
You're right. It is called white wicker.
Okay.
And then some people call the other wicker evil wicker.
Evil?
Evil, like...
That's
yeah.
Weird. Huh.
Like, because it's dark and, like, mysterious. Like, it's mysterious.
Oh, I see.
You know, I think there's a lot of superstitious people in the wicker.
Like voodoo wicker.
Yeah, like, there's... Well, evil. But they're...
I don't know.
They're just... Okay. The community is very behind the times.
I got it. Well, look, I have no memory of that incident at all. And to be quite honest, I was stones deep in cocaine by that point.
Uh-huh.
And that's not a euphemism. I was literally bathing my nether regions in Krell twice a day. Uh-huh. What a rush. I mean, it's sick, but it was a great rush. It really helped in certain departments.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can figure. Never mind. Okay.
Okay, but you know, it wasn't just rails. You know, I was on all the cool 2000s era designer drugs, blue, emerald nightmare. What else? Yellow onyx, white skunk juice, mink juleps, otter droppings, robot blood, wet Bigfoot, medieval canoe explosion. Unbalanced checkbook, pelted ring bearer, amethyst rug burn, and of course, tanzanite dish rag. That was a killer. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I was a mess. You know, I was going on rampages. I really was. And I thought the laws of society didn't apply to me. And I was quite literally becoming like Ben Gazzara's character in that film Roadhouse.
Yeah, the guy who was losing his mind because he couldn't... What did he want to do? Buy the roadhouse? Is that what he
wanted? Yeah. And he was evil, you know, and he... if you remember in the film, he employs like a giant 4x4, you know, like a pickup truck with giant wheels on it to destroy a car dealership.
Yeah.
And I did that too.
You destroyed a car dealership with a giant monster truck.
It was actually a giant dune buggy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that just an act of revenge, or?
No, I think I probably just saw the movie and I thought it would be a fun thing to do.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you really were out of control.
I was, and I needed to be brought down back to Earth in a big way, you know?
Which is actually, ironically, literally what happened.
It is, yeah. For your listeners who don't know, it happened during the 2008 Newbridge Colonial Days parade, you know, and that's always a fun time of year.
Of course, yeah. And for people not from the area, it's a big celebration where everybody's dressed in like powdered wigs and clothes from the 1700s. And there's a hard and fast rule that you cannot utilize or partake in any conveniences that are modern day.
You can't drive cars, you can't, so many things, refrigeration, like refrigerators, all that stuff. But the biggest one, of course, is the medical.
Yes.
Medical issues.
They shut the hospital down for like 2 weeks.
They do, yeah. It's kind of cruel, actually, because, I know a bunch of people who died.
Because I think they just lock it.
They do, yeah.
It's a weird time, and you had a weird time during it.
I did, yeah. So, the celebration's in full swing, and everyone's having a great time, but, my ego was such that I didn't feel like I was getting enough attention. So I decided to hang glide over the parade dressed as my favorite colonial, Declaration of Independence signer Button Gwinnett.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was flying over the crowd, I was doing everything I could to draw people's attention away from the kids in the parade and towards me. And I was even shouting things like, "Look at me, I'm rich!"
Yeah, and...
And then it happened.
Yeah.
I got struck by lightning.
One of the most intense things I've ever seen. You're hang gliding over the parade.
Yeah.
Screaming. And it was a cloudless day also.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't have been a nicer day.
No idea where lightning came from.
Shouldn't have been there.
Out of nowhere. It was almost like you were getting struck down by, like, God.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. And it's interesting, the very last thing I remember before I crashed and burned was someone down below yelling out, "Fly on, Icarus!"
That was actually me.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, can't say I didn't deserve it.
Yeah, it was kind of the Icarus, the story, but in modern day.
Yeah, yeah. No fun. And, next thing I know, I'm in the hospital. I got 26 broken bones, heinous burns all over my body. I tell you, my haunches look like two charred sirloins from Ruth's Crisp Steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, and to add insult to injury, while I was in the hospital recovering, I got audited by the IRS, and they got me on 124 counts of flagrant tax evasion.
Okay, wow.
Terrible. I got ousted as the CEO for my own grocery chain. All my assets got seized. I lost my 5 houses, my 3 dozen cars, my priceless one-of-a-kind collection of Manson family wacky packages. I don't know if you know about this. Have you heard about this?
The what's that now?
Manson family wacky packages.
No, I never heard of that.
Came out in 1978. They pulled these things literally 20 minutes after they got off the assembly line, like the first batch of them, because it was so offensive. But one package did make it out, and I paid for it, and I bought it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the cards in it?
Yes. There was there was Texaco,
which is
Tex Watson.
Tex Watson, gotcha.
There was one that was STP Squeaky Wheel Oil.
Sure, it's Lynette Squeaky from.
What else? There was Manson Witch Hamburger Helper.
Kind of obvious one.
Yeah, and then there was. My favorite one was Bugliosi Berry Cereal.
Which is Vincent Bugliosi, who wrote Helter Skelter and was also the prosecuting attorney.
Exactly, the most famous guy to ever come out of Hibbing, Minnesota.
I think Bob Dylan might beat him.
I don't think so. We could argue about that all night, probably.
Of who's more famous, Bob Dylan or Vincent Bugliosi?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you're a fan of.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, wow, you lost those.
Lost that? My wife Jasmine left also. My kids Champion, Winner, and King. They didn't want to see me ever again. It was really sad stuff. And so there I am. You know, I'm stuck in See There Cyanide Hospital for 2 months, and not one of my 12 mistresses would come and comfort me. And by comfort me, I specifically mean comfort my... Until...
That had to get bleeped, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. So look, when I get out of the hospital, I got nowhere to go. And I had to borrow money from Tony Carnolino to rent, I'm not lying, an uncovered, that's roofless, cinder block shed in the poor part of town.
Mm-hmm. Which, sidebar,
mm-hmm.
It's, I've always thought it was very unfair and very classist that part of Newbridge is when people say the poor part of town, in Newbridge it's officially called the poor part of town.
It is, yes. Yeah, it's listed, it says that on maps.
On maps, and yep. It's on birth certificates.
Mm-hmm.
That's you're just labeled as being from literally
the poor part of town.
Yeah.
Hard to overcome.
Yeah. So you ended up there.
I did, yeah. I had no money, and the only job I could get, and here's there's sweet irony in this. I don't think this is improper use of the word irony. The only job I could get was as a bag boy for my biggest rival, Edible Eddie's.
Wow. That is... Yeah. That's irony.
Right? And Eddie and his staff were so mean to me. They treated me so bad. They would whip me with a children's jump rope, you know, from the toy aisle, if I dropped something. And they would literally grease pickle jars so I would drop them.
Just for a chance to whip you with a children's jump rope.
Exactly. And they would whip those haunches. You know, it was summer, so, you know, I'm wearing these very short khaki shorts, too, so my haunches were very exposed.
Yeah.
So my haunches were red, stinging. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had stinging red haunches?
No, I haven't, but I do like that. That's probably my favorite song on B-1000.
Pretty good, right? Yeah.
Yes.
One of Tobin's best, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard the 4-track broke on that one.
On Stinging Red Haunches?
Yes, yeah.
Well, yeah. It certainly got enough use.
It did, yes. I bought Kevin's drum kit from that whole experience, too.
Which was $60,000?
I wish. I paid $80,000 for it.
You went above market.
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh. And
well,
are you
what
sure?
Can you do?
What that's what they said. That's what that song's about.
It is. With a kit like that, what can you do?
Yeah, I don't know if now. Wait, is there? Or we might be thinking of two different songs.
Oh, I'm thinking of Beyond the Brat.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was with a kit like that.
I think it was. It came out after B-1000.
Beat on the Brat did not.
Didn't
come
it?
Out after, no, you're.
Did you call me an ass?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
You might be hearing things.
I might be. Aren't we all, though?
Aren't we all? We all hear things. I guess it depends what. That's very. That could have been another. That could have been in one of your motivational books.
It is. I thought you were going to say, I should have. You should have asked David Crosby if he could write a song called that.
If he could have written a song called Beat on the. Or
no, don't we all hear voices?
Yeah. Don't we all hear voices?
Oh, you asked about the hot dog cover, though, right?
The what?
The hot dog cover.
What's that?
CSNY.
What is the hot dog cover?
Let's look it up. I think it's called Life as We Know It, right?
Hot dog cover.
All right, read it and weep. Hang on.
I'm not going to...
Yes! Rib it up. Google it.
Look up what, CSNY Live It Up?
Live It Up, 1990.
Oh, that's... Oh, boy, that's...
Isn't that great? That's my favorite album cover.
That's your favorite album cover.
Yes! Why wouldn't it be?
Crosby, it's basically a Crosby, Stills, and Nash album cover. Live It Up. It looks like it's taking place on the moon.
It is.
Looking with Earth in the background.
Yes.
And there are some, what looks like telephone poles.
Yes.
With workers climbing up them.
Yes.
And speared on these telephone poles are hot dogs.
Wieners.
Yeah.
Now, the more I look at it, the more I realize they're wieners, not hot dogs.
Yeah, they're little cocktail wieners.
Yeah.
I should have, if I would have, this would have been the, oh boy, would I have asked him about that.
Can you imagine if you asked him that? You'd be a hero to at least this guy.
Yes, to a generation of ironists.
Yes.
I'd be a hero. That's
cool.
What I did with a David Crosby conversation.
Pretty cool, yeah. You know, it wasn't cool, though.
What?
Me being persona all rotten in Newbridge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was at my lowest at that point.
Mm-hmm. Working.
But, you know, I knew deep down there was a reason it all happened.
Uh-huh. Because you weren't being a good person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was living a very self-serving, ego-driven life where I put my needs before everyone else's, and the universe has a way of putting you back at square one to start over and turn your life around, right?
And I do know, I that's very true, and I do know that you really did that. You did.
I did. I stopped all substance abuse. I started, you know, running a little bit every day, and I was volunteering at the local soup kitchen. I was doing a lot of charity work, driving senior citizens to the Newbridge Seventh-day Adventist Church, mentoring kids, coaching competitive eating teams, basically anything I could do to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then now you turn around, you turned your life around.
Yeah.
And then it's almost like you were given another chance with this lottery.
It's crazy. It is. And the interesting thing about this is I bought that ticket last week at Gas Givers on a total whim.
Uh-huh.
I'd never played the lottery before, and you can imagine how surprised I was when I read that winning number in the Newbridge Republican, Herald Times Republican, Democrat.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
What that must have felt like.
It was insane, you know, and the great thing is that I can really set things right now with this massive amount of money. Let's be honest, it's a massive amount of money.
It is.
You know?
It's I got to say, hearing your story, and it's great to hear all of this. I know it came out of left field, but do you have anything planned?
Oh, I do. I've got many, many wonderful things planned that are really going to set things right.
Like what?
Well, first up is the removal of that Chief Wynnum game statue in Kern Square.
Yeah, that's really an offensive monument that's got to come down.
It does, and it's going to. And I know everyone's going to love the statue that's going to take its place.
Uh-huh. You've settled on a statue that's in
place. Yeah.
What is that statue going to be of?
Me. Why?
Wait, you?
Yes, yeah. 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 It's a 30-foot bronze statue of me about to whack a cowering, sniveling IRS agent over the head with a $200,000 Les Paul guitar. It's really cool.
That's what the statue is.
Yes, yeah. It's modeled after that Pete Townsend, this guitar has Seconds to Live ad, the company The Kids Are Alright film.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's you. So it's a statue of you.
Yes.
Beating someone with a guitar.
It is, yes, yeah. And he's cowering. I'm not sure how they can do it, but I want to have like little bronze tears flying out of his eyes.
Uh-huh.
I'm not ever going to stay in the air, though. That might be odd. But so that's one thing. I'm also very excited to announce that I'm partnering with Houston holy man Joel Osteen to form the Holy Supreme Covenant of the Golden Ark Church.
Okay.
Yeah, it's massive. It's like two arenas in one. And I'll tell you, this thing is going to be the most exclusive church ever. Only the creme de la creme will be able to sit there, rich powdered buns in our gold pews.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this place is not just going to be a palace of praise for morally bankrupt 55-year-old men to parade their 28-year-old smoking hot second wives. No way. We're going to do great works in the community with the 0.2% of our net monthly offering that we promised to donate to the town.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm giddy just thinking about it.
0.2%.
Yes.
Two-tenths of a percentage.
Yes, why?
Of the net.
Yes.
Which is probably going to be so buried under over shady deductions.
No, we got to pay that tax, man. I learned my lesson.
Uh-huh.
I sure did.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's the travel expenses, too. There's a lot of stuff going down in Miami that we need to attend to.
Of course. And, and how could you be expected to stay at some small place? You have business to conduct. You need the top floor of the most expensive hotel. And you can't worry that somebody...
Sorry, I dropped my goblet.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about
your
that.
Your goblet.
I did, yes, yeah. Just, yeah, I mean, I'll have a little wine. It's late. I don't care.
Oh, I'm not judging the wine.
I worked hard.
I'm just saying you
I worked hard for that money.
You drink it in a... Well, that's very questionable. You bought a lottery ticket. But you're already drinking... You're already drinking out of goblets.
I am, yeah.
Within a week.
Yes. But let's get back to my great works that I'm about to
Please.
Do. I'm also founding several great wildlife charities.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of which is Bart's Bears.
Okay. What is Bart's Bears?
Well, with Bart's Bears, we take hundreds of black bears from the New Bridge Mountains.
Yeah.
And we let them experience real city life, the gritty stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So if that goes well, I plan on making the entire city of New Bridge a walking zoo.
So you're basically going to just unleash hundreds of wild black bears on Newbridge.
Oh no, well they'll go to what we call civilization school for a couple days before we let them loose.
Of course, because bears are so trainable.
They are, yeah.
That everybody just that's why people have them as pets.
They do. People are gonna love it. And speaking of loving stuff,
uh-huh.
What's the one sport everyone loves?
Baseball.
No.
Football.
No, that stinks.
Basketball.
Never. That's terrible.
What, soccer?
No.
Hockey?
I can't believe you're doing this to me.
I don't know what it is. What sport?
Dressage.
Dressage?
Yes.
What, dressage is again that horse?
Yeah, where you parade horses around stuff, but it's very ritzy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's the sport everyone loves.
It is, yes, yeah. And I'll tell you, Newbridge is going to have the greatest dressage courses and facilities in America, bar none.
All right, where are these dressage courses and facilities going to go?
Well, the only place they can go is over all the pre-existing public parks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, we're going to have state-of-the-art stables, living quarters for the help, a Nobu equestrian restaurant.
Uh-huh. Nobu equestrian.
Yes, yeah.
So it's seafood, it's sushi for horses?
No! Come on, it's sushi served from horses.
From them?
Yeah, the waitstaff is on horseback.
Oh, okay. Well, that
seems sanitary, right?
Yeah, it seems like... Like, it wouldn't compromise the eating experience at all.
No, not at all.
Because have a lot of horses around.
No.
Uh-huh. And if these are in the parks now.
Yes.
This is, anyone can go to the dressage courses and the...
Oh, God, no.
The restaurant, no?
No, of course not, no. But there will be an app for the poor to watch it on.
An app.
Yeah.
So the parks are all gone, but now people can watch it on an app.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
If they can afford it.
If they can afford the app. How much is the app?
Last I heard, I think it's going to be like $49.99.
Oh.
And of course, there's the subscription.
Sure, so just $49.99 for the privilege of downloading the app.
Yes, Yeah. And it takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, and a subscription so that you can do something with the app.
Right. And this app is known as like a, what do they call it? It's called like a colossal energy drain, too, on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that just sounds charming.
Well,
very practical.
You know, it is charming.
What's that?
Henshaw Tower.
Uh-huh.
I'm very excited to talk about this.
Okay, what is Henshaw Tower?
Henshaw Tower is going to be the greatest hotel / restaurant / gentleman's club / highlight court / slasher film studio ever on Earth.
Okay. That sounds way over the top.
No, it's going to be great stuff, big stuff, the absolute best. It is like the best stuff possible.
Yeah, Bart, I got to say, this sounds insane, and you sound a lot like our president with this best, biggest, all that talk like that. You sound
You ever equate me with that monster, okay?
All right, okay.
That guy is a disgrace to all score settlers.
Wait, he's a disgrace to who?
All score settlers. I'll tell you, his tepid brand of revenge has no place in my world.
Wait, revenge, score, and score settling?
What? Yes.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, look, like it says in the Bible, in Crustaceans 12:41, I've memorized this too.
Yeah.
Let those who have besmirched thine good name be smolten by the molten wrath of the newly rich.
And that's from the Bible.
Yes, Crustaceans 12:41.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, man, I came to smolt besmirchers and chew gum, and you know what? I'm all out of gum.
Yeah, okay. I didn't see that coming from
you. Didn't. I knew it. Yeah. I knew you were going to see that coming.
So who's you clearly have some sort of agenda here.
I do. Do you want to hear who's on my molten rat list?
I would love it.
All right. Well, of course, first off, the IRS, the bastards at Edible Eddie's, my ex-wife Deirdre, my ex-wife Sheila, my kids, Tony Cornelino, Eddie Trunk, Judge Montgomery Davies, the guy who gave me those terrible sponge baths at the hospital, my garbage man Dell, Bob Mayer, Scott Ian, Bishop Pablo Fontana, to name just a couple.
Yeah. Wow. Bart, I just got to say, this is, you're terrible. You know, and I never even realized this. It's like your name sounds like a villain. Bart Henshaw.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? And I'll tell you, I really feel like I'm growing into it.
So you're into it.
Well, yeah, see, and I'll tell you, I've even had several different styles of black top hats made.
Yeah.
And I look good in them. And today I got fitted for a long black cape, too. And you just wait till this thin mustache that I'm growing is long enough to twirl menacingly.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be so cool.
So you're literally cultivating like a snidely whiplash look, like a cartoon villain.
Why not?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, I'm really getting good on my villain laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I even have entrance music for when I announce my various revenge plans. Here, check it out. See, it's not there yet. It's not there yet. I'm getting there, though.
Yeah.
I have my own reverb unit.
Well, I can hear that.
Yeah,
that
it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, sounds like you're definitely getting your money's worth on that.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Bart, I just got to say, you told your whole story. You messed up once. You bottomed out. You had a chance to learn from life, and you did, but then as soon as you got your money again, it's like you learn nothing at all from the experience you had. And it's like when it all comes, when push comes to shove, it's like you really are nothing more than just like a cold-hearted monster.
Huh. Well.
Yeah.
That's the last time you'll be saying something like that to me about me on the air, that's for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that's supposed to mean. It sounds like a threat.
Well, take it as you will.
Uh-huh.
I will just say that in addition to buying the Herald Republicans, Time Republican Democrat, and the major Newbridge TV and radio stations, I also purchased thebestshow.net.
Wait, thebestshow.net, which is where the show... That's our... How did you purchase thebestshow.net?
I did.
Like, who sold it to you?
Hang on, I think I got the paperwork here. Hang on. Yeah, here it is. Name is Alexander Paul Mike. Says he's the producer of the show.
Alexander AP Mike? Wait. First of all, he's got no right to sell it to you, but I'm actually at this. I'm more shocked that his first name is Alexander. I thought Mike was his first name.
No, it's Alexander. He was a very nice young man, very well dressed, dapper, even had spats.
He had spats on.
He did, yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. This is very upsetting to me now.
Well, I'll tell you what's not going to upset you.
What's that?
The fact that I'm establishing my own police force.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, Newbridge has gone to hell since Mayor Ziegler left office. And, you know, if I know anything, it's that Sheriff Arpaio is really going to clean this place up big time.
Yeah. Well, so he's coming in now.
He is. Yeah, he's going to be here tomorrow.
Sheriff Joe.
Yeah. Look out. You better behave, you know.
I better behave.
That's right, yeah. Because if you don't.
Yeah.
And you mess with me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There will be repercussions.
Oh, okay. Like what kind of repercussions do I have to worry about?
Well, listen, Tom. You've heard of FU money, right?
Sure, I have.
Well, what I have now is you die money.
Oh, okay. That clearly... is a threat. Why don't you tell me what that's even supposed to mean?
Well, I think you know what it's supposed to mean, and if you don't heed my warning,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see, son.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's crystal clear what you're
good.
What you're pushing here and trying to scare people with, and it's
well,
really...
behave. Everyone out there needs to behave, or else the hammer is going to come down big time.
Uh-huh.
That $200,000 Les Paul is going to smash a lot of heads out there.
Yeah, why don't you... First of all, I hope someone makes a statue across from your statue of you tripping over Kevin Cronin's guitar. Would be great.
That wouldn't be great.
You know, like a counter statue of you.
I don't like it. I hate it, actually.
You slipping on his guitar.
You will not make fun of me.
With
him. And survive.
With him looking on angrily.
He had a mullet that night, too. He didn't, it wasn't that super poof that he had on the High Infidelity tour.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, look.
What's that?
I gotta get rolling, all right? I gotta keep practicing my laugh. You know, it has to be on fleek for when I announce that the Newbridge Old Folks Home is getting torn down to make way for the Holy Supreme Covenant of the Golden Ark Erotic Lingerie Store.
God. Okay, he hung up. Their album is out. We all love it. You're gonna love it. A Giant Dog! Oh, giant dog. You like that, Mike? It was rocking. Hopefully we get a giant dog appearance soon on the show. We'll see. You know we're friends with them. Right, Mike? How you feeling out there? What's the mood been post-Craws? And Mike, come in here for a second, Mike, please. And then we'll start Tom Can't Complain. We'll start Tom Can't Complain next. Now, Mike, hold on. Go ahead.
I'm good.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Jason Dudio.
Mm-hmm.
Is he lording it over you a little bit? Even in that, you know, that nice guy.
I can't blame him.
Oh, so you're just saying.
Hey.
He can talk the talk. Yeah. He walked the walk.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to begrudge the guy.
All right.
I just got to do better now. Just give me a little fire under the, you know.
Yeah.
Fire in the belly.
Yeah, fire in the belly. Suddenly, the drunk from Twin Peaks, Jason, what's his name again?
Jay Asang.
Suddenly, feels like that came down to earth a little bit.
Well. Still has that a place in my heart.
Look, it was a get. It was a get.
Yeah.
It wasn't the guy who's a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member.
Yeah.
Guy's name's in twice, David Crosby.
Yeah.
What bands do you think he's in for?
No.
You don't know?
say the question again.
David Crosby is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame two times he has been inducted.
Oh, for the Birds and... Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I assume?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. For CSNY.
Yeah.
Will I ever win any award, do you think, in my life? Anything? Do you think?
I like to think so, Tom.
I'd like to think so also. I'm not saying would you like to think I'd win an award. Yeah, of course. I would like to also. Yeah. But it's not going to happen. It's going to be one of those things that's passed over. Right?
No. I'm not counting you out, Tom.
Well, that's nice. It's nice of you to say. I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm letting go of all the feuds, Mike. I'm letting go of all of them.
Oh, good.
I'm operating on a higher level now.
Yeah.
You know who I'm fighting with?
Mm-hmm.
History.
History. Okay. Wow.
I look at these people I share this planet with now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a planet of also-rans.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going up against the ages now.
Yeah.
What's he moaning about now? What are you crying about out there? Did he mention David Crosby? Did he mention it for 30 seconds? For 30 seconds, you're starting to... What, are you running out of it?
Yeah, just tweeting
that
Graham Nash.
Yeah, you try to reunite CSNY on the show tonight? Uh-huh. That would be impressive.
Yeah, that would be good.
Who do you got up your sleeve? Who are you working on?
Well, I'm still not counting Kyle McLaughlin out.
You're still working the Twin Peaks angle.
He's gotten more tweets today, I think, than he's gotten in quite a while.
This guy's just like, leave me alone.
He's going to have an appearance in Jersey City. I mean, you know, it's a perfect match.
Wait, what's he doing in Jersey City?
He's selling wine.
Kyle McLaughlin has wine?
Yeah, he's got a winery. Pursued by Bear.
I'm getting
interesting
a
name for a winery.
Maybe that's what I need, a winery.
There you go.
Maybe I could start making those candy bars with, that's a nice thing to say, Justin. You know, what's-his-face.
Yeah.
What a horrible, you know, Justin from Sunshine and the Rain and the Black Hollies.
That'd be cool.
You know, what's-his-face.
Yeah. get a candy bar going.
Right?
Yeah.
A Mike bar.
Yeah.
Remember that Reggie bar?
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson and a candy bar.
Classic.
It was just a blob. Mm-hmm. Looked like what was left over at the candy factory.
And they just the famous story when they gave him out at Yankee Stadium.
And they all threw him at him. He was out on the field.
The fans threw him all out in the field. That backfired.
Yeah, they just chucked the candy bars on the field. All right. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Get out. Let me say hi to my friend who's in studio. He's going to hang. We'll talk to him later. But Tom can't complain. It's me versus the world, my friend. You want to slide that mic down? We got our friend Simon Doom is here. How are you?
Hello. Good.
Your album is one of my favorite albums this year.
Oh, thanks.
Baby Man. It's a great album.
Thanks a lot.
And it's exciting to have you swung by to hang out and say hi and stuff. We'll talk more later.
Yeah, let's talk more later.
Of course. Just want to say, I don't want you to feel like...
Them.
You just sit back, you relax, there's soft drinks, there's cold beers, there's pizza.
Yeah.
There's always pizza every week now. I'm waiting for these guys to start. Suddenly it's going to, you know what's going to come next? We're tired of pizza. I'm tired of pizza. Can we get sushi?
Right.
Then it'll be, I'm tired of sushi. Can we get barbecue? Then when it really goes, like, I want sushi. The other, I want barbecue. And then we got barbecue and sushi.
Yeah.
So they turned into a buffet, family buffet out there.
You're right. I saw it happening already. There's already complaints.
Well, now.
A lot of egos in that room.
The complaints have to go away because this is what I'm doing. I did a thing a year or so ago. Tom can't complain. Because apparently, some people think I complain on this show. I don't hear it. But for the next hour, I cannot complain. And if I slip, I will make a donation. Let's say for every time I slip, I'll donate $50 to we'll figure out some sort of Hurricane Harvey charity that fits the show best. We'll figure out a charity that gets all the money. But I will donate the money to that. And I'll say this. Once this begins, everyone can try to get me to complain. Everyone. Those guys out there, you guys out there can try to get me to complain. Everyone. It's me all alone now. And I say it begins now. Mike, who's good? Two? Okay. I'm just going to pot your mic down for a minute there, Simon. Hi, welcome to the best show. Hello? Hi? Are you there? Hello? No? They're not there, Mike. Who's good, Mike? Three? Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Eric in Los Angeles. Tom Can't Complain has begun.
It has begun, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I would like to send you some photos. If I send that to the Best Show for Life Twitter handle, will you be able to see them?
How many photos are you sending?
Two
photos.
What? I'm sorry.
I missed what you said there.
If I'm going to send two photos to the Best Show for Life Twitter handle,
you can. I would say it's probably more effective if you email them to me because I can't see
email them. Okay.
If you don't mind, Best Show number 4 Life at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And are you sending them literally now?
Yes. I'm at my computer.
So you're staying on the line while I see these pictures?
Yes.
Okay. Not complaining. Not complaining. You excited about this new It movie, Eric?
I've heard good things. It seems to be getting a lot of good buzz.
Let's see. They haven't arrived yet, Eric.
Hold on, I'm just attaching, and I have just sent them.
You've just sent them. Okay, let me hit refresh. Okay. Two photos showing up. Okay. Photo one, it looks like it's some sort of Video Music Awards photo.
Yeah, I was nominated for a MTV VMA this weekend, and I won it, actually. And I was very happy to make my chef fashion choice for the evening the Massa's Tavern shirt.
Yes, and you're wearing a Massa's Tavern shirt in both photos.
Yes.
So that's you in the gray jacket and the... Yes. And what, Eric, what did you win for, if you don't mind me asking?
I won a technical category for best editing.
And what had you edited that you won best editing for? A Chainsmokers?
I edited a Young Thug music video, but I don't really want to talk about that. I just want to talk about how happy I was to be
represented. You won for a Young Thug award. You did a Young Thug video.
Yes.
Are you friends with Young Thug?
No.
But you won. I will say this. You took the photo the way Mike wants it. Have you seen this photo, Mike? Mike has seen it. I'll say this.
I felt like it would be.
Look, I'll say that. Eric?
Yes.
Congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
Do you feel it was well deserved? Is this something you've strived toward?
Yes, I was very happy, but I was more happy to be representing the AP Mike brand to the youth culture at the MTV VMA.
Sure. Well, I will say this, Eric. Congratulations on your win. And Mike, congratulations on your shirt being on the MTV Video Music Awards. Sure, it was the lowest rated Video Music Awards to date, and it's getting universally panned irrelevant. It got smeared by Game of Thrones. No, these are not complaints. I'm just stating facts now. The ratings bear themselves out. If anyone should be complaining, Eric, it would be you for winning a technical award on the lowest rated Video Music Awards in history. If anyone has complaints, my friend, it would be you.
I feel like you're getting around this. I'm happy for you. You're not complaining, but you're kind of...
Well, Eric, I will say this. It sounds like someone's complaining about what I'm doing right now. I feel like someone should make a $50 donation to Hurricane Harvey, namely you, the award winner. Will you do that?
I will do that, Tom.
Will you spend all that Young Thug money you got?
I will spend all of the Young Thug money I got.
All right, my friend. I'm going to pick a charity, and hopefully you'll join me in donating money. Right now, you're the only one donating money tonight. I'm sure I'll join you at some point. I can't keep this up. I already feel sick to my stomach. But congratulations on the win, and nothing but continued success to you in your future endeavors, Eric. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Best Show, hi.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Welcome to the Best Show.
Hi.
Is this the Best Show?
It is, yes. Hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Sean.
Sean, welcome.
Thank you.
Would I be able to ask you to please turn down your computer speakers?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it. Just a second.
Of course. Okay.
I think that's better.
Okay. Where are you calling from, Sean?
I don't know if I'm going to get into where I'm calling from. Okay. Does that matter?
It helps me in terms of being able to find points of reference that we can discuss. Potentially.
Okay.
I'm in Chicago.
You're in Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to what do I owe the pleasure of this call tonight?
I don't know. I didn't really, like, think of anything to call about.
Okay.
Just kind of felt like just giving you a call.
Sure.
Is there anything that you might want to talk about?
With someone from Chicago?
Well, just in general. Like, I just couldn't think of anything to call it about.
Is there anything you'd like? Is there a movie you've enjoyed recently that you would want to talk about, Sean? Or a song, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if there's, you know, something been on your mind. I just couldn't really think of anything.
And I just need to say as a sidebar, just one thing. When the Dudio and Pat and Mike have authority over whether I have complained.
Okay.
So just so people understand, they will determine, they're listening closely, and they will say that was a complaint. Jason just said, I'm doing great so far. I've never been closer to complaining than him saying, you're doing great so far. He does. I'm sorry?
Oh,
A
no,
plus.
Nothing.
I'm even closer now. I will admit this. That might be, they are dancing close to a hot spot by weighing in on my performance in the moment. I maybe should not have revealed that, but it's okay. It's fine. So, Sean, anything you'd like to talk about specifically?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm trying very hard to get you to complain. I admit it. Trying very hard. I'm sorry. I couldn't keep it up.
Okay, you tried. Look, I think you did a great job, and you definitely.
Oh, thank you.
What you did is now, you might not have scored a touchdown. You certainly moved the ball down the field.
Okay. Well, at least I.
Don't worry.
At least I did. I'm proud of that.
You did your part. You're coming off the field now, and the coach is slapping you on the back for your job.
That's great. You're doing great, Tom. You're holding it together very well. I give you all the credit in the world.
Thank you, Sean. You have a great night.
Thank you, Sean.
Hello. Hi, Best Show.
Hi, Tom. It's Kat from Raleigh.
Hi, Kat. How are you tonight?
Actually, I've had a pretty crap past couple of days. I mean, I like you, and I don't want you to have to complain, so I thought I'll do some complaining on your behalf, but then when you talked to the VMAs guy, he had to pony up, and I've been broke, so I don't know how good of a strategy that is.
You're not forced to give if you don't get me to complain. That's not an automatic thing, so don't worry about that.
No, I meant, like, if I had some complaints of my own to give, then I would have to pay.
Well, everybody can do what they can.
Well, first of all, I had a scan today. That's always a pain in the butt. Makes me feel like I'm flipping a coin, and I can't get heads forever. That's what I feel like, but I don't know. I've had good results, so I'd like to think I will be wrong.
It's all that matters is that you got good results.
And then yesterday, I had to do the most ridiculous thing. Now, in April, my car got totaled by a drunk driver. Thankfully, I was able to replace it with pretty much the same car a couple weeks afterward. But I got a subpoena to testify against this dude. And, like, when I got out of it yesterday, I was hyperventilating. I had to go get a drink at 3 p.m. and a slice of pie.
What kind of drink did you get, Kat?
It was basically a minty white Russian.
Well, that sounds like it would accompany the pie well.
Yeah.
What kind of pie did you get?
It was a chocolate pecan pie.
Well, that sounds good.
But, like, I guess I was just thinking, like, as bad as it was for you, for your accident, at least, like, you would never have to go into a courtroom, like, with the deer.
That's true. I did not have to face the deer. Okay. Let me just say, Dudio just opened the door and set his Doctor Who robe and a sonic screwdriver, is that? Yes. And a sonic screwdriver on the table, on the chair, and left. So now I'm looking at that. And, yes.
I like Doctor Who. I just haven't caught up in it in a while.
Plenty of people love Doctor Who. It's a very popular show. It's a worldwide phenomenon.
But then, like, even, like, as stressful as the scan was today and the courtroom business was yesterday, something truly disturbing happened to me today and on a sort of a petty level.
What was that, Kat?
Someone slandered me on the Best Show Fan Club Facebook page by comparing me to Donald Trump.
I don't see any similarity between you and Donald Trump.
Like, they said that Donald Trump is to the presidency what I am to callers. And I'm wondering if it was Kenny Kazoo, because given that I once said that he is the reason why bad company should be used more, that he's the only caller that I could be charitably said to have beef with.
Well, Kat, the only thing I can say in this matter is I'm not on Facebook, so I did not see this take place. I like your calls, and I'm the host of the show. So don't worry about Kenny Kazoo. I'm saying I like your calls.
Well, I guess if this is complaint, can I try to...
Why do I
need to ask permission for things?
You don't? I will say this, though, Kat. Hearing you complain has gotten me closer to wanting to complain also. I'm seeing... It's reminding me of something I'm very good at. And that comes naturally.
Like, let's try this on for size.
Okay.
The major thing I disagree with you on is you have terrible opinions on food. Like, let's face it. Okay, I know this is my bias talking, given what region of the country I'm originally from. I'm originally from Illinois. I'm not from the South. But seltzer water is disgusting, and deep dish pizza is delicious, and I've always wanted to say that.
Well, I'll say this. Deep dish pizza versus thin pizza, that feud will never be settled. That's an age-old battle. But,
well, the thing about New York pizza is they keep it cold in a glass case like a taxidermied animal, and then they heat it up, and then it gets all gross and greasy, and I don't know how I can stomach it. You need, like, 5 napkins to blot it off.
Well, I would say, what's that?
You need, like, 5 napkins to blot off a slice of New York pizza because the grease just pools on it.
You clearly don't know where to get good pizza. That's something I will happily assist you with the next time.
I mean, I like Lombardi's,
okay,
but that's a whole different animal.
I'm talking, and you're... Okay?
Well, interruption is one of the things I've been an expert at since I was a small child.
You're still doing it. Wait, that was a complaint? Hold on a second. Come in here. What was the complaint?
That you called her out for talking about.
Okay, that's fine. That's a complaint. Congratulations, Kat. I complained.
I second that.
Mike, and now Mike's wearing his cowboy hat. This is like a nightmare. Now, I'm seeing weird things.
I feel weirdly proud in a way because I did not take the antagonistic approach. I sort of crept up on you.
Yes, you pulled it. Congratulations, Kat. $50 donation. I'm going to say goodnight to you and thank you for the call.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I'll be back before too long.
Okay.
Goodbye. All right.
Bye. It's very strange, and this is not complaining. There's a surreal quality to tonight's show where I'm looking across from Tom Baker's robe on Doctor Who and the sonic screwdriver, which Tom Baker did not have, if I remember correctly, right? So there's a... It's like I'm in the world's worst Doctor Who museum with two items. And then... When Mike looked in the room and had on that cheap cowboy hat, and I really did not expect that, I'm so out of sorts so quickly right now. Best show.
Hey, Tom. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi. Welcome to the best show. Can you turn down your... Can you turn your radio down, please? That's not my show. I'm wondering what you're listening to.
I'm in a war zone right now. This is my show, and Durham, is this better?
I'm sorry. What is this? Where are you calling from?
This is my show in Durham.
All right. I hate you. There's a complaint. I'll take the hit on that one. That guy sucked. That was truly annoying. That was... Oh, I almost cursed on that one. Yeah, that was terrible. There's two. Best show, hi.
Hey, is this Tom?
It is. Hi, welcome to the best show.
Hey, my name's Rudy.
Hi, Rudy. Where are you calling from, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm actually calling from Cape Cod, but I'm on vacation. I'm originally from Baltimore.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's your vacation going?
It's pretty good. It's the second day in. I'm here till Sunday. Here for my grandmother's 80th birthday.
And please enjoy your time there. I was going to say wish her a happy birthday on my behalf. I'm not.
You will. Yeah.
That's at your discretion.
Yeah. I was actually calling because the first caller earlier happened to win a VMA.
That's correct.
And I'm kind of new to the show. I discovered the show and you through Hollywood Handbook. And I noticed that you had done some music videos.
I have, yes.
Did you win anything for them?
No. Our the mantle is bare when it comes to... my video music directing.
Really?
I have yet to be awarded anything.
Except the
satisfaction of knowing that I did a great job for a great song.
Yeah, it was, New Pornographers?
That's one of the videos I did, yes.
I didn't see it, but it sounded... pretty creative.
Well, it's a very popular video, and it's available for you anytime you want to check it out.
Yeah. I'll check it out. Were you nominated?
As I had said, no, I have yet to be nominated for a music video award. Someday, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, good luck, man.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah.
Best Show, hi.
Hey, how are you, Tom?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Marcus.
Marcus, hi. Welcome to the show, Marcus. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rockville, Maryland.
From Rockville, Maryland?
Yes.
You know what REM said about Rockville, Maryland?
Yes. Never go back there.
I believe it was don't go back. Not never go back, but...
Something along those lines.
Something along those lines. To what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Marcus?
The pleasure of this call has escaped me at this point, but I do have something in hand that I think your listeners might be attracted to.
And what might that be?
It's small. It's inexpensive. It has red. It's made of tin, and it sounds. Will you just hear me out for a second?
Of course.
Okay. Well, it sounds a little bit like this. It's a kazoo.
It's a kazoo. Are you sure that you were just playing the kazoo?
I promise you this time, Tom, I was playing the kazoo.
Okay. I believe you.
I promise you. And I want to play something more because this is a serious call to some extent because I want to raise money tonight for what's happening in Houston. It is something that I think that we all need to pay attention to. We need to do whatever we can to impart comedy, impart money, impart whatever we can. And so I thought that I know you like Creedence. No?
I do, yes.
Yeah, and you like, you must like Who'll Stop the Rain, right?
Of course I do.
And I know the kazoo sucks. Trust me, okay? Trust me. This is in all seriousness. I hate this instrument. I hate the fact that
it sounds
that
like you're complaining now, Marcus.
No, I'm not. I would
certainly hope you would put your money where your mouth is and make a donation.
I'm saving you from having to complain.
I appreciate that. I would also hope you would join me in giving money to help with the hurricane relief as well as I am. I'm already $100 in.
What are you doing?
I'm going to donate money at the end of this. I'm going to figure out the best charity to give to, and I'll give whatever money I have to give to that. I'll do it in the morning.
Me too. All right, me too. I'll get in touch with the with the address I've been communicating with constantly, and I'll let you know how I can help because this is a matter to me that is really important, and I hope we can do whatever we can to. And this is awful. I don't even know how to describe.
It's truly awful. It's heartbreaking.
It's really awful. It's really awful. Yes. So. We'll talk about that off air, but if you'll give me the honor, I've been listening to your show clearly, because I've been annoying you forever, but I've been listening to your show forever, which is to say 2 years, but this is all in sincere gratitude to my friend, and I have to give him the biggest thumbs up and shout out tonight, David Madison Smith in Richfield, North Carolina, who turned me on to you. Mm-hmm. About a year ago this summer, mm-hmm. and I've listened to everything. Since
well, that's fantastic. It's nice to know that someone can so enthusiastically join the fold.
I know I'm annoying. I know. Trust me. I know I call in and I'm as annoying as anybody could possibly be, but it's all with the most respect, and I think that... Tonight and what's happened over the course of...
You're boring. I'll take the hit on that one. That guy sucks, and he's so boring. And he was better when he was just annoying. he somehow became more annoying by just being suddenly sincere and heartfelt. He was 10 times more annoying than he usually is, and he's the worst. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, welcome to the show. To whom am I speaking?
This is Petey from the future.
This is Petey from the future.
Yeah, 10 years later, man.
Wait, this is the actual real, I can hear your voice. This is the
it's
real.
The same voice, right? It's crazy.
It's you. This is Petey.
How's it going, man? It's been a while.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was at my parents' house the other day, and I went through a drawer. I was looking for a piece of paper,
yeah.
And I found this little note on yellow piece of paper, and it was from Tommy. And I had inspiration. I was like, damn, I got to call Tommy. It's been so long.
It has been. It's been a long time. Are you doing good?
Yeah, I'm working as a writer and editor right now, so.
That's good.
That's my main gig, yeah.
What kind of
stuff? Still playing music.
What kind of stuff are writing and editing? Is it stuff, is it where you want to be, or are you working just to get a paycheck, which
just
is fine.
Just a paycheck right now. Yeah, I was working on a novel for a little bit, but I kind of lost hope, you know. It's tough out there.
How's your dad doing?
Jesse? Jesse's amazing. So our cat actually died a few months ago.
I'm sorry.
And Jesse was really sad for a little bit.
Okay.
But then this wild cat just magically appeared like 2 days later, and Jeffrey took him in. He started feeding him, and now he's a happy man again. So everything's
awesome.
Okay.
So Foffer,
yep.
As you used to refer to him, is now, what is it, Jeffrey?
Yeah, his true name is Jeffy.
Jesse.
I mean, I shouldn't reveal that. That's kind
that's
of
fine.
Secret.
Look,
but
that's fine. We'll
yeah.
Well, look. I'm so glad to hear from you. It's been so long. I'm glad you're doing well. I always appreciated your contributions to the show.
Thanks.
And I'm glad that you're still doing it and still being creative, because you are one of the most creative people I've ever met, and I hope that part of you never gets never goes away.
Well, thanks for saying that. It was actually one of the first times I listened to the full show, so it's good to see that you guys still got it, you know.
Well, we're trying. We're
still
trying.
Kicking.
Sometimes you got to keep doing what you do, and you find out it was, you can't not do it, and you can't not do it. You're just on and doing it, and you can't stop.
Definitely.
Well, look, buddy, I appreciate it. It's so good to hear from you. It really means a lot, and please stay in touch. I would love to, keep talking to you.
Actually, Tom, I was wondering, like, before I hang up,
yeah.
I have the Tommy song live here. I was wondering if you want to hear it.
You have the what?
The Tommy song live.
Okay. I would love to hear it.
All right, let's try that. Thanks, Tommy.
Of course. How old were you when you started calling Petey? Peter?
I think I was like 10 years old.
And where are you now, age-wise?
26 years.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. This show has been on for so long.
Yeah. It's not stopping at any point. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
Take care. Bye. Well, that was nice. Right, Mike? Yes. Best show. Hi.
Good evening. This is Matt from Halifax.
Matt from Halifax. Welcome to the show. Matt, can you hold on 1 second, Matt?
Absolutely.
Mike, would you be able to bring me a beverage, please? And do you want anything, Simon? Are you good?
I'm okay for that.
You're good? Okay. Okay, that's not exactly a beverage. It's a book called The Life and Times of the Grateful Dead. I'm super thirsty, and you brought me in a book that is 489 pages about the Grateful Dead? Sure. That's not something to drink, but I can now look at a brick that's about the Grateful Dead. And he brought it in wearing his cowboy hat, too. Still, great. Well played. How are you, Matt?
Not bad. Yourself?
I'm good. A little thirsty.
I hear you.
To what do I owe the pleasure of this call, Matt?
Well, in the spirit of Tom Can't Complain, I assume that's still going on.
It is. How many more minutes are left in this, guys? Seven, and then it was an hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, here's a drink. Oh, no, that's a can of Four Loko. I can't open that. And a thank you, Pat. Pat brought in, and he still left it. My friend Judy Rosen brought this a couple years ago, and it's here in case of an emergency, an original can of Four Loko that should be to be opened in case of an extreme emergency. Do you know Judy Rosen?
Yeah.
You do? She's cool, right?
She's very cool.
Yes. How do you know Judy?
I don't actually know her, but I know my wife wears her jeans.
Yes, she's got very, very fashionable jeans.
Yeah, I also know Four Loko.
And you also know Four Loko.
Yeah.
Well, let me get back to this. I wish I could just talk to you about that. I can't.
No problem.
Best show. Hi, Matt.
Hi. So in the spirit of Tom Can't Complain, I thought I would list every interaction I've already had with you in the past.
Let's hear it.
Starting in spring 2013, I called in the show on FMU to talk about Simpsons Tapped Out after you had already stopped playing it.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall of 2013, I took the Frankie Teardrop Challenge on an island in a lake near my house. After that had run its course, I called in about that and became part of a Bad Company hat trick. During the 2014 hiatus, speaking of thirsty, I did a lot of thirsty fan art, and on April 14th, 2014, you retweeted a drawing I did of you and Mike and John.
Shut up. Fan art. Heard the word fan art. Retweet. I don't know the word you retweeted. Fine. I'm in for 200 bucks. So far. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tommy.
It's Tom, actually, but welcome to the show, and I appreciate the call. To whom am I speaking?
This is Andrew from Pasadena.
Andrew, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Cool. Can't complain?
Can't complain.
I had a question about the Patreon bonus content.
Yes.
Is there going to be one for August?
There will be.
Cool.
Wait, for August? In the next week, I will do something. Honestly, I was about to start this Lou Reed series.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a new Lou Reed book coming out that I want to read before I start it, just to make sure I can get everything correct.
Cool.
I'm trying to get an advanced copy of the book. I asked Pat and I asked Mike for any help with Pat and Dudio for any help with that. I have not heard back from either of them. So hopefully they're making headway in terms of getting me an advanced copy of the Lou Reed book so I can start that long-awaited series, which I am dying to do, where it is Lou Reed and Adam Sandler. We will discuss a Lou Reed album and an Adam Sandler movie in each episode.
That sounds great. And then I also had a question about something you said in the Dave Weigel interview.
Okay. The interview with the author of The Show That Never Ends, The Rise and Fall of Progressive Rock.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What is it, sir?
So I actually have it queued up, so I'm going to play it for you.
Oh, I get to hear
it. I remember, when I was a young boy, I would buy records because I didn't know what they sounded like.
Yeah.
That's because you just have to buy them before the internet. You had to just buy stuff and you just eat shit regularly on how bad things.
Goodbye. You suck. You creep. Creep. Make me hear my own voice doing an interview at a bookstore. $2.50. I hate you. I hate that guy. I hate him. And also, you can throw it back in my face because I'm doing a thing. Let me see you do a thing. Sit and interview a guy about a book and the bookstore was 110 degrees. These rare books everywhere. Yeah. Safe strand. Why don't you click back on the rare books a little bit and click on the air conditioning? Any chance? Yeah. Maybe it's the first edition of Slaughterhouse 5. You could lower the temperature a few degrees. You maybe start selling some of those first editions and buy an air conditioner. That's it. That concludes that portion of complaining. I paid for it. I can do it. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. This is Rob from Rochester, New York. How you doing?
I'm well. Who is this again? Sorry.
Rob from Rochester, New York.
Hi, Rob.
Hey. I just wanted to let you know that, what was it, the end of July?
Yeah.
Yeah. We went to Jersey City. It was my first time going there. And the reason for our visit was we were going to go to karaoke all night, the live show of one Pat Burns radio show. You're familiar with that, right?
I am, yes.
So we had a blast, and, you know, even better, not even better, it was equally good. Got to meet Pat, he's awesome. Got to meet Dudio, had a real nice conversation with him. But it was a little disappointment because I was kind of expecting someone to be there, and he wasn't. But
who would that be?
That would be AT Mike. We went to H&H, and he wasn't working that day. So I was wondering, do you think you could put him on? Could I talk to him?
Mike? Would you like to talk to this gentleman? He's got the cowboy hat on still.
You there, Mike?
Hold on.
I'm sorry, Tom.
He needs to put headphones on. That was very funny. He forgot he had a cowboy hat on when he tried to put the headphones on, and it snapped back in his face.
That's classic, Mike.
He's wearing a mask as his shirt tonight, by the way, which is great. And here comes Studio. What's that?
A couple
hi.
Extra
yeah. Uh-huh. You're out.
I'm out. Well, I'm not done yet. I got to burn through these last three calls, and then it's over. No more calls for this.
So Mike, I'm sorry that we missed you, but if you wondered who stopped in and said they were looking for you, it was me and my wife.
Okay. I did hear that you stopped in, but the first thing I asked when I heard the answer, I was a little disappointed. I asked if you had a drink.
I'm sorry. No, we didn't because, I mean, you weren't there, and we ended up doing some other stuff.
You ruined my reputation as a bartender.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know,
of course.
I mean,
if you go into a bar, you'd think you'd sit down, order a drink, and then say,
"Cheers to Mike. He's not here."
Is Mike here tonight?
But I you know.
No, he's not.
I respect the establishment where he
exactly.
Went. Yeah.
Well,
different
style.
It was real nice. We went to a bakery across the street and got some real, real nice pastry. It was a fun trip to be on. Uh-huh.
So it was an either-or kind of thing, either the pastries or the one drink at the Bayonne bar?
It was 11:30, man. I was ready to talk to Mike, but, you know, I wasn't about to have a beer at 11:30. And maybe that's okay for some people. That's just not how I roll.
Okay.
But, you know, the boss was a very nice guy, and it seemed like a neat little neighborhood bar. You know, we liked it, and we were just a little disappointed.
The only thing we can hope is that at some point Mike lives in a bar, and then we don't have to worry about he'll either be here or at the bar.
Yeah,
when he gets a cot set up in the corner and
Tom, I sent you a link at your email address, and I wanted to bring up another topic, which is that some people are doing really creative stuff. And have you ever heard of something called YouTube poop?
No, I haven't.
I'm going to mosey along.
Okay, Mike. Of course, mosey along, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes.
But anyway, it's where people take videos and they do little, you know, edits to them and, you know, they kind of improve it. It's sort of a creator's sort of medium, you know? Well, I'm
impressed that someone has made a YouTube poop of Steven Universe featuring Greg Universe. So if you click on that link, you'll see the part that they use.
Now, I'm looking at it now. I'm not going to play it on the air because I'm not familiar with it. It looks like this could be anti-Semitic. Is it?
It's an unfortunate name. I would definitely give you that. That's why I didn't say the name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's not cool.
You sent the link. You're welcome to say the name since you sent the link and you wanted me. Do you want me to say the name?
No. I don't need anybody to say the name. I kind of wanted you to see the clip because I thought it was pretty creative that they took a clip of Greg Universe and made it look like he's doing something that's anatomically impossible.
Well, that I'm gonna respectfully. I already clicked away from it. Simon, sorry. Okay. I appreciate the insight into a community I am not familiar with, but I'm going to respectfully not participate in furthering my knowledge of that community.
Hey, did you ever listen to that mix I sent you? I talked about it. I think I talked about it like two or three times with you, and I emailed it to you. Did you ever actually listen, or do you not get around to that?
To what?
Since 2015. DJ mix?
I'm sorry?
I did a DJ mix that I called the Sound Collage Mix in 2015. I emailed it to you, and I talked with you about it a couple times on the show. Do you not get around to that one yet?
I don't know if I did. I'm sorry if I didn't. I try my best with the email. I get a lot of it. I try to check out everything that everyone sends me and reply to everyone. And I don't always succeed with that, but I certainly do try. And I mean,
that's cool, but I did a mashup and Pat played it on WFMU.
Well,
in the whole tri-state area and.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would hope for your sake that your creative efforts were their own reward and that you weren't doing these things to seek the approval of others, because as I found with creative endeavors, that's the most satisfying approach. Do it for yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy with it.
Whatever happens it's just gravy, but you know you're happy for what you did because you did it for yourself. Thanks for the call, Rob. Best show, hi.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Not a whole lot. Am I speaking?
This is Hutch from Texas. Hey, I want to sincerely thank you, man, for what you're doing tonight. I got like friends and family down in Houston. And also I want to thank Mike. I feel like his wearing the cowboy hat is a form of spiritual support.
I'm not sure if it's spiritual support or if he's just one Coors Light past the point of knowing what he's putting on his head. But let's just say it's spiritual support, that there's some voice inside of him that made him reach for the cowboy hat. Mike says Mike said he's glad somebody got it. He meant it. No, it is truly heartbreaking about Houston. Just absolutely, absolutely devastating. You cannot believe it, and I would hope that everybody who can do something would do something.
Yeah, it's unreal. But the main reason I was calling, though, is last time I called was the holiday special last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I really haven't had the nerve to call since then because I don't know if you remember or not, but John Daly was there.
I do remember.
Anyways,
was in studio, yes.
And I ended up making a big gaffe, and I confused him with Joe Latrulio.
I do remember and that. That was maybe not a moment you would...
It went bad. I ended up having to, completely withdraw from the message boards.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to also apologize to John for that.
You don't. And I would say it is nothing you should be worried about. Don't have to worry. Your intentions, the idea that you would be a fan of Joe Latrulio and John Daly and The Best Show. And if you got a few elements mixed up, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive that Joe Latrulio was doing those motorcycle stunts.
That he was doing what now?
the motorcycle, that's what the question was about. I was asking about motorcycle stunts in Wet Hot American Summer.
Sure. Well.
Hey, but man, have you heard the new brand new album? The brand new, album?
I have not heard it yet.
It's at number one on Billboard 200.
I'm going to check it out.
It's pretty good.
It's going to not be number one when my boy James Murphy's album comes out on Friday.
Hey, did you hear about Freak Smith from Beefeater?
Who?
Beefeater from Discord Records. Their guitarist, he was murdered last week.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I wasn't really ever that into Beefeater. I like Discord a lot, you know, like Fugazi and Jawbox, people like that, but it was one of the lesser known bands. But yeah, you're kind of missing AWOL the past few years. And
well, that's terrible. That's truly terrible. I did not hear that. All right, my friend. I hope your family's okay.
Okay, man. You have a good one.
Bye. Two more calls, and then Tom can't complain. Round two is concluded. Best show. Hi. Welcome.
Hey, this is the Andrew Dice Clay Variety 3 Hours featuring AP Mike.
Well, it's the best show. Welcome.
What? Who is this?
This is Tom. I've been the host of the show for every episode.
I thought you failed at WFMU and Mike brought it back from the ashes.
Mike has always been a part of it, coming back from the ashes.
He let you on his network now?
There's no network to speak of.
I thought this was Mike's thing.
You thought it was Mike's thing?
I thought it was Mike and Dice. I was talking dirty. He just some guy sounds like got a belly full of milk. I don't want none of this.
Sounds like you're working with a very narrow sampling to come to that conclusion. I would recommend you check out some of the 280 shows we've done here. I also might recommend you get your breathing checked or go to the Apple store and ask them about how to properly hold an iPhone. Because that's a concern I know a lot of people have. They don't realize where they're breathing into it too heavily.
So is Dice there or not, dummy?
Dice is not here. Dice called in once, and I believe we heard the debut and farewell of Dice on the best show, and he hung up. Final call, best show. Hi, welcome.
Oh, one sec there, Tommy.
One second, by all means.
No, all right, no, I'm here.
Okay.
This is Connor from Missouri. So I called in last time he did this, and I kind of flopped. Okay. So this time I think I'm going to try to provide, like, some entertainment for the show.
Okay.
What is the greatest podcast of all time?
I'm sorry, what is the greatest podcast of all? Are you asking me that, or are you going to say what in your opinion what it would be?
Comedy Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm. It's a very successful podcast.
It has the three elements of every great variety show: mayhem, mirth, and now music. Mm-hmm. I thought I would sing for you my podcast-themed parody song.
Mm-hmm. Of what?
Celluloid Heroes by the Kinks.
Which is a song I did a parody of earlier this year.
Hey, just let me sing the song, okay?
The floor is yours, my friend.
Everybody's funny, and everybody's a star, and everyone has a podcast. It doesn't matter who you are. There are podcasts in every city, in every house, and on every street. And if you don't have a favorite podcast, your life will never be complete. You should check out Kevin Pollak if you want to get some laughs. He's another stand-up comic. He started talking to pals.
For cash.
Sorry, my handwriting's not great.
That's
he might do as William Shatner, or maybe give you some Peter Falk.
But
when he does his Christopher Walken, well, that's the greatest one of all. You can see everyone buying mics so they can start a podcast. Hoping to get a review in this week's Podmas. Comedians sitting around making jokes with
their
friends.
Yes.
Oh, do you know this one too? So what?
Sorry.
You don't want me to sing?
No, this
celebrities
right.
Who see a chance to steal a piece of the trend. Yes. Next page.
Yes.
Good old Chris Hardwick likes talking to the stars. With his co-host Jonah Radio, he used to steal drinks from bars. If you sit down with
Mark Maron,
he's gonna ask you about your guys. And if you can't find Richard Simmons, there's a podcast prying into his life.
Yeah.
If you covered them in tartar sauce,
the doughboys
would still have style.
And
if he stomped on Jimmy Pardo, who I talked about last time I called,
How did that go?
Just bringing it back.
How did that go? If we can pause the song for a second. How did that conversation go?
I talked about how you guys have similar music interests.
Mm-hmm. And I probably disagreed with that because he's a fan of bands like Bang Tango and mid to late period Meatloaf, and I like really great music. Go ahead. With the song.
Yeah, I mean, like agree to disagree, right?
Well, I would say this. Do I find that most people in comedy have substandard taste in music? I do.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, it's just my opinion.
Well, if opinions were dimes, we'd all be rich.
Do you want to keep going with your song?
No, whoever wrote it kind of did a bad job.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
no.
My friend, your streak is still alive. If that's one thing you took away from tonight, your streak of bombing during this is still alive.
Can you shut up real quick?
You're the Pete.
I have another topic.
Another topic?
Yeah.
Let's hear. What is the other topic?
Well, I have a big list of musicians right here. That I don't really know where you stand on.
Okay.
Just because you only make, like, passing mentions of them.
Sure, let's hear this list, if you don't mind.
All right. Paul Simon.
And what do you want me to say about each person? What I think of them?
Yay or nay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Paul Simon
wrote enough hits. Yay.
Cat Stevens.
Like some Cat Stevens songs. Not nuts about the fatwa on Salman Rushdie. Yay as a
all
musician.
Right.
Nay as a fatwa caller.
Disagree, but Supertramp.
So you're in favor of him calling for the death of Salman Rushdie. Hey, to each his own. To each his own.
Yeah, I mean, I don't keep up with that kind of stuff.
Supertramp, some very good songs. Yay.
Okay. Al Stewart.
Al Stewart? Love Al Stewart.
All right. Alphaville.
Alphaville? Love Alphaville.
Yeah.
Yay.
Bee Gees.
Bee Gees, one of the all-time greatest bands. Could not speak more highly of the Bee Gees.
Right. Disagree with you there.
Well, I would hope that your low opinion of the Bee Gees only comes from a lack of familiarity with the depth of their catalog, and would recommend you check out the first three albums post haste.
Tom, my depth of their catalog is deeper than the love they sing about in that one song.
New York mining disaster, 1941.
Is that a Billy Joel song?
Next, please.
Peter Gabriel.
Love Peter Gabriel. Yay.
Right? More of a Phil Collins guy myself.
I admire plenty of things that Phil Collins accomplished in his career. His solo albums might not be my cup of tea, but he definitely did his part playing on those Peter Gabriel fronted Genesis albums.
Yeah, like You Can't Hurry Love.
It's a very successful cover.
Very good, too.
If you enjoy it, that makes me a little happier that I know it brought someone joy, even if that joy eluded me, much like the early Bee Gees catalog eludes you. Who's next?
Talking Heads.
Love the first three albums.
Uh-huh. Why don't you like the other ones?
I'll say four. Remain in Light also.
Uh-huh. Why don't you like the other ones?
The magic ran out. From where I sit.
All right. The Animals.
Not fully familiar with the entirety of the catalog. I am a fan of the hits. Yay.
You're a hits kind of guy, aren't you?
In the case of the Animals, most definitely.
You like greatest hits, your favorite album?
For certain bands, it most certainly is.
Okay.
Would I say the Raspberries' greatest hits is one of the greatest hits of all time? You should probably get that checked out. There's a lot of
arthritis
going on. Well, if you're still around with it not being a problem, don't worry about it getting checked out. You're doing all right. Raspberry's greatest hits, masterpiece. Any other bands, sir?
Supertramp.
You said that already, and I'm going to say once again, yay.
Nay?
I said yay.
Oh. Okay, one last topic on the roster. Rastafarian, pun. Who's your favorite musician?
My favorite musician. Probably Simon Doom. Who's in studio right now?
The American Idol guy?
That's him.
It's me. Hello.
Hey, man.
Do you like
T-shirt?
Do you like his album? Have you heard his album yet?
Yeah, Babyface.
Baby Man.
Baby Man?
Yes.
I knew the first part.
Well, you did know.
Seen the music video too. That song I Feel in Love. He's wearing a jacket.
But you are definitely on board. He's referring to the music video directed by our friend Nick Gazin.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not a greatest hits guy like you are, Tom. I actually delve into songs.
Can I compliment you, though? This is Simon. I did like when you said Rastafarian.
Thank you. Feel free to put in one of your songs. Give me a credit.
Okay.
it's under consideration. Yes. So,
all right.
Consider it remembered.
Yes. Well, young man, you were the final caller for Tom Can't Complain.
Ooh.
You fell short. You fell very short of the goal. The longest call, yet you fell short. You could not make it happen. I think you need to donate some money, my friend. He needs to donate money. So $250 is the total here, right? Is that right? Yeah, we'll best show will double that. Not the best show, me. We'll do $500 going. And I would, in all seriousness, can people help me figure out the a charity that would help, where that money would be, get the best use of that money. I would appreciate that. Thank you. And thank you for everybody who participated in Tom Can't Complain Too. And thank you for my friend Simon Doon. How are you, buddy?
Good. That was intense, Tom.
What's that like to sit there and watch me?
I have the headphones on too.
Oh.
So you're in a kind of a sonic hell that's now emotionally limited, that my sympathy has kind of risen, you know.
Oh, you feel when it's going into your ear, like into your ears.
Yeah.
It's different.
Cuz usually it's going somewhere else and I'm completely removed, but now everything's coming into this room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching you, and not only that, you have these guidelines and you have financial penalties, you know, air quotes. But it was wild. I found myself not using my eyes as much as I usually do.
There's stretches where I take calls where I just shut my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that.
I saw it.
I just shut my eyes.
I was tempted to, during certain moments, maybe kazoo moments, other moments, to take off my headphones, but I decided
That kazoo guy sucks. Yeah. Right, Mike? He's terrible. Hey, Mike, who's going to put this Four Loko back? I don't want this. The worst thing in the world would be a skunked Four Loko.
It does not get skunked. It's a cockroach of beverages.
It turns into like it's like a radiator fluid. Like your car would overheat and you'd pour. Take the hat off, stupid.
Or pour the Four Loko in the hat and drink it out of the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, I will drink that. When it gets really bad, there will be a show where I just say, bring it in.
Yeah.
And that means I'm sleeping here for the night also.
Well, you...
And get that out of here. I almost threw it... one week, I'm telling you, David Crosby or no David Crosby, you're going to come in and that thing's going to be shredded.
Oh, I hide it now.
I'm going to find it. Oh, I hide it now. Mike hates studio.
I know.
He called me 2 days ago and was just like, there's really nothing we can do about him. So, Simon.
Yeah.
You have been on the scene for a while. What bands were you in before you finally cast your fate and your die as Simon Doom?
Well, I was in a band. I was in a band called Falsa Doom.
Okay.
That's where it came from when I was in high school.
Okay.
But then I was in a couple of bands in college, a band called Stylophone, then a band called Amazing Baby,
mm-hmm.
and then a band called Caroma.
Okay, yes. Caroma are great. I love Caroma.
Yeah.
That's you and Will.
Will and a guy named Hank, and also James, who also plays in MGMT. Okay. With Will,
because you all... Now find yourself in MGMT.
It's true.
I saw you guys at the festival. What was the festival?
Panorama.
Panorama.
They still have ads for it in the PATH train.
Still. Yes. One of those things where you're like, oh, a festival. Oh, that happened.
Yeah.
And you're just, you look and you're like, yeah, that is a funny thing when you're just like, oh, goody. Oh, that's over. Or you see like a weird one from like a year and a half ago where you're just like, oh, wow, the Strokes are playing. Oh, it was 4 years ago.
Yeah. There was an ad for War of the Worlds, like right when you got off the Williamsburg Bridge in Williamsburg for up until maybe like a couple months
ago. Just stayed. So War of the Worlds. Just stayed. I remember in Hoboken, there was the longest time there was a bus ad, like a bus stop thing call for the movie Hollow Man. That was the Kevin Bacon is an invisible rapist.
He's a rape. Exactly. There's the rape twist. I watched.
You know they wanted to just call that invisible rapist. Yeah. And then they got stuck calling it Hollow. They're like, fine, we'll call it Hollow Man.
Yeah.
So how did your music make its way all the way to MGMT, you and Will and the whole gang?
Well, we were all buddies. We went to college together. In fact, I was in an early version of MGMT when it was called The Management, believe it or not. I wrote an album, sent it to Andrew, sent it to Ben, the two main guys. They both liked it, wanted to help out. I said, hey, why don't you guys do it together? And then they produced my record, the Simon Doom record. And then
that was the first thing they've produced also,
As a unit, yeah.
Yes.
And then they started working on their own music together and asked me, they were playing a couple shows, asked me to play bass. And, you know, and I said, yeah.
It's awesome. It's a lot of fun. It is fun. It's fun that, it's nice that you have a thing along with the thing, too. That's always a good thing.
Yes.
To have a thing that, where it's just like, hey, we're doing this thing, and then it's like, here's the money for the thing.
Right.
While you're, the other thing, you're like, I'm slashing through the jungle trying to get to the promised land.
Yeah.
With the thing.
Yeah, it's here. It's like, how about you take that thing, if I'm if I'm getting you right, and put it in a backpack.
Yeah.
And get on this plane and then go to the other place, then take it out of the backpack and clean it up.
Because most people's other thing is them being in an office or waiting tables. Just like it's awesome that you get to be in like a great band. You have two parallel things going at the same time.
Yeah.
You have your band, Simon Doom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also get to be just like, oh, yeah, I'm also in the MGMT is the other thing I have going. And you know you're going to get a check for when you guys play a show.
Right.
For that. And it's but it just means everything you're doing is the good stuff. Everything's art and everything's music. You get to do that. You don't have to, like, and look. I've had so many, the last thing I'm doing is putting down anybody with a job trying to make. It's like, that's all I do and all I did and I'm going to be back there real soon, the way things are going lately. So nobody think, but like when you have that a job that you don't care about and you're just kind of holding your nose to get through life and then the cold reality always hovering.
Right.
Dragging you from the thing you want to do. But when you're making music, it's what you want. You want to do that. It's awesome.
Yeah. No, I think you got to have it, and it's a good situation. And, you know, it's better. But, hey, you never know because everything is...
No, anything can happen also. That's the other thing. You start to realize, oh, it's all temporary, curveballs come out of nowhere.
Right.
I'm not going to go into it too much. I had a job beginning of the year. I was figuring out what I was going to do with the money. And maybe I'll buy this yacht. I wasn't talking about yacht. But just like, I'm good. I'm good for 2017. You turn around one day, boom.
Yeah.
Not good. Not working there anymore. And it happens like that.
Absolutely.
So you enjoy it while you're in it. And you hope it, you ride the thing until they throw you out the door.
That's what I'm going to do. That's true.
It's like when Henry Winkler was on Happy Days, and it just like, then you'd have like Ron Howard left because he's going to do a thing. Like, he was like 56 hanging out at the malt shop. It's like, what's this senior citizen doing in the, like, it's not cool anymore.
Right.
This weird old guy. Like, at first he was like, Fonzie's the coolest, and suddenly it's like, cool Fonzie is anymore. It's coming up on 30.
Yeah.
We're teenagers. It's like, he's almost twice our age at the hamburger place at Arnold's. Right. Like, not so much, we're not blown away by how cool that guy is who seems to hang out with us all. Like, Fonzie's a loser all of a sudden, hanging out with people 10 years younger than him at the same hamburger. Hey, you guys want to, my office is in the bathroom.
Well, true. I mean, there's a certain cool thing about having a job or doing something that you don't care about when you're very young.
Yeah.
But then when you get to a certain age, you can't really be like, oh, he's, you know, don't worry about him. He's just.
I mean, just think about a guy who says, come into my office. Oh, you mean the bathroom?
Yeah.
How's that? How was that ever? How did that ever fly as cool? So this is your office, eh? Well,
I think if anybody asked you to come into the bathroom ever, it's.
Yeah.
Who's not, you know.
And imagine just Arnold at that place. Wait. Overhearing. He calls the bathroom. He calls our bathroom his office. And he also hits the jukebox and doesn't pay for songs.
Yeah.
I never see him ordering anything. I have to start throwing this guy out of this place.
Yeah, like, what does he do when, like, between the episodes?
And he's always like, ooh, I'm going with the buh-buh triplets. It's like, well, that's disgusting. That's a family. What are you? You're gonna go have your way with the whole family? That's the sickest thing I ever heard. Right, Mike? It's disgusting.
Unless it's a lie.
Yeah, maybe that's it. They should have revealed on Happy Days that it was all just in like some nerd named Arthur Fonzarelli's. It was in his mind. You just see him like in his room trying a leather jacket on, scared to go outside. That should have been what Happy Days was about the whole time. This guy pretending he's the Fonz.
Some strange kind of kept child, like a Casper Hauser sort of.
He's looking out the window longingly at a motorcycle.
And it's actually like very, like 2075.
Yes, it's the future. He was 120 years in the
past.
But
he's only got a few magazines.
He has these weird old 50s magazines. This would be. Hey, Mike, write that down. We're going to pitch that. This is where I want to go with that one. Write this down. New Line. Fine Line. Fox 21. Fox Searchlight. Canon. It's only one N. And I want to pitch it to Golem, but not Globus. Okay?
It's called Happy Days Final Chapter.
Happy Days, yes. Happy Days or Happy Days? Like a question
happy
mark.
Days?
Let's see who's here on the phone. Okay. Best Show, hi.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Welcome to the show. I'm here with Simon Doom. To whom am I speaking?
This is Nick from Austin.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
Ooh.
Yeah. How are we doing with that? Have you called before, Nick?
No, I know exactly what you're going to say, though.
What's that?
I need to oil my door.
Yeah, you do. That was super squeaky.
It really is.
What are you going
to
do about that?
I was actually on hold considering whether I need to go find a can of WD-40, but I knew I didn't have one.
Well, it could be something to work on.
Yeah.
Well, at least you have a door to walk out of when you use the phone.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know?
I thank my lucky stars.
Yeah. Thank you. You found the nice side of that.
Mm-hmm.
At least I have a door. That's a weird thing, right?
Yeah, that's a real good angle on it.
Yes. You know what you should do? This is what you should do, my friend.
Uh-huh.
Thing number one, donate money to your neighbor, your brethren, your in-state brethren. Help out.
I am completely prepared to do that. I actually have... My immediate family and many friends in Houston right now.
And are people safe? Have you talked to them?
Everybody's safe. Some people had to leave. Some people are kind of holed up right now. But we're just kind of wait. My parents live in West Houston in a suburb called Katy, and it's kind of all banking on whether or not these reservoirs can hold.
Yes.
The Attics and the Barker.
Well, hopefully everything holds and this can just stop and everybody can start to pick up the pieces at some
Agreed.
Point.
Agreed. Yeah. Yes.
And the second thing you should do is go buy Simon Doom's album, Baby Man.
I was showing my wonderful girlfriend Kendall this song last night.
Oh, stop bragging.
No, I'm not joking because the song, I Don't Feel Love?
I Feel Unloved.
Perfect. I really like that riff a lot, and it actually woke me up. I was taking a nap while listening to Best Show, and it woke me up after a call had come up. And it haunted me, and I kept playing it all day yesterday. I'm not even joking. Well, I think it's really good.
Cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, look, you be safe. I hope your family's safe, and you go get the album. I'll talk to you soon. Couple more minutes, Simon, and I'm gonna.
No problem.
Did you watch the boxing match?
I didn't, but I heard all about it.
I went.
You went to it.
I was not at it. I was walking around Manhattan with a friend of mine, Scooch, mm-hmm. I call him. And we're just talking. We're just like, oh, the fight. What a dumb thing. And then suddenly we walked past like a restaurant and it was just like $30 to go. And we're just like, let's go watch the fight.
Let's go watch
the fight. So we paid $30 each and we go in and then suddenly we're just like in front of like, they had TVs everywhere. So one of these places, every bar and restaurant now has 40 TVs in it.
Yeah. Like,
so we were like watching the fight. We're like, oh, we got a good spot. We're right up on thing. And then suddenly think, wait a minute. We pay $30 each. We better have a good spot. Like, what are we going to have, obstructed view on top of that? It was $30 to get in.
It's $30 to watch somebody get paid $30 million to get beat up.
Oh, and I'm telling you, you should have seen the cash that there was rolling off in this guy's hand. This restaurant, I'm not going to say their name, but oh boy, the tax man's missing out that night on that place. That guy had a wad of cash.
I wish I opened a restaurant for just that.
Just
night.
That. Or be, I do.
Or
too.
Pretended my house was a restaurant.
Yeah.
Or charge people to go into
or just,
my house.
Yeah. Or just got a piece of the pie somehow.
That's what I want. Yeah.
And look, so this fight, we get it, and it starts, and it's like, first of all, I'll say this. It's amazing how everybody's suddenly some boxing authority, like everybody talking about, like, Mayweather punches, his punches coming. It's like, you don't know what you're talking about. Everybody's just talking like they were experts. The only thing you need to know, the one guy actually boxes all the time, and the other guy never boxes. It's the dumbest thing you've ever heard that was, it would be just suddenly like if suddenly someone went, like if you had a Odell Beckham Jr. was just like, Odell Beckham Jr. is going to play tennis at the Arthur Ashe Stadium. What do you think will happen? Right. It's like, no, of course he's going to lose. There's no way he can play. But just like with punching, people thought like, hey, everybody's got a chance to punt like a puncher.
Like we've seen Alien versus Predator. These people,
but that's all anybody wants is just a thing. It could have been Floyd Mayweather was fighting Iron Man.
Right, exactly.
And people would have just been like, yeah, I'll watch that. So we go in. We're watching this thing. It immediately goes from being like super like, oh, this is exciting to just like, yeah, this guy's going to get murdered. And it's a matter of like when does the hammer drop on this dude? And he was like, and then the greatest thing happened for about 4 seconds. All the TVs went blank. And this packed restaurant went like, ah! And then they went on. And there's a big part of me which was just like, I wish they just never went back on.
Yeah.
It would have been 400 people screaming, pounding the floor. Like it would have been, that would have been the fight I wanted to see.
Yeah.
People who paid $30 a pop versus the owner of this place.
Do you know that happened everywhere or just that specific restaurant?
I don't know if it, I think somebody, it, what's that, Mike? Is that what happened?
Really?
Cause, well, no, but we were watching it and then halfway through it, it went down for like 4 seconds. It almost seemed like somebody accidentally like leaned on the remote and it was like, oh no, oh no.
It's like the final scene of Cable Guy.
Yes, when
spoiler
Jim Carrey,
alert. Yeah.
Look, you've all had your chance to see Cable Guy. He falls onto the satellite right as the verdict comes down for the big
Menendez brothers
style. I love that movie much. That's one of my all-time forever movies.
My friend had it on audio cassette and would listen to it in his
just
car.
Like one of those things where just like, yeah. No, it's the craziest thing where there was like this dumb movie, Cable Guy.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be, like, Chris Farley was supposed to be the star of Cable. He was supposed to be the Cable Guy first. And then they're like, what if Ben Stiller directs this? And then he turned it into Rosemary's Baby. He turns it into, like, this legitimately creepy movie where a guy seems actually terrifying. Like, is he going to start murdering people? Yeah. No, I love Cable Guy.
Me too.
Dudio? Yeah. Cable Guy? He loves it. He's look. He's in a David Crosby. He's in the Afterglow. David Crosby. Could you believe when you were out there?
I was out there.
You watched it come together.
I've dressed as David Crosby for two Halloweens. One intentionally. One because I forgot it was Halloween.
I dressed as Dennis Hopper for Halloween once, which is close to David Crosby.
But to hear to be that close to a somebody who you've dressed up as.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For Halloween you became wild. You made a choice to say, like, I want to become this guy.
Yeah.
Twice you did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I was not let down. I also couldn't. I also was thinking about him. He's also Lionel Hutz's sponsor in The Simpsons, too. I remember that. And he calls him, that's the voice. And you hear him on the phone there.
I could not believe that it actually happened.
Yeah.
And when it started, the thing I knew was, I need to not blow this right off the bat. This guy will hang up on me if I say the wrong thing. And then I was just like, everybody's been burned. It's my favorite. He's like, oh, you like the old stuff.
You got it.
And then suddenly I'm like, I'll say this. Dudio came in and said, handed me a piece of paper. He has a new album coming out. And I looked it up, Sky Trails. And then I was just like, I know the new stuff, Sky Trails. And then he's like, oh, okay, okay. Okay, and then I knew we were home free for the rest of the thing.
Friends forever.
Yes, that I knew he wasn't going to flip. I knew I could talk to him then.
But the old stuff comment guy, you know, everyone was on pins and needles at that point.
Because that is my favorite song, Everybody's Been Burned. That's one of my favorite songs. And that song, Lady Friend, do you know that song? It's a Bird song that didn't. It was like a flop of a single. It was like his last thing in the Birds before he got booed out. You know, I should have asked him about was the album cover where Notorious Bird Brothers. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Where they just like, they threw him out of the Birds and then it was a picture of a horse stable and like Roger McGuinn's in one little window in the thing and Chris Hillman's in another window. And then they just had like a horse in the other window instead of David Crosby. We're just like, he's not in the group anymore. What if we have a horse sticking his head through as if instead of the other guy in the band?
He would have talked about it, too. What did he say about Gene Clark?
I think he said he was I forget how he said it.
It started like he's saying, oh, he's just a common fool. Mm-hmm. But then he said, but then so am I. Or something like that.
I'm going to have to listen back to that. He said he was musically educated. They both weren't, yes. That they both learned. Isn't that weird, the idea of like, can you read sheet music?
A little bit.
A little bit. But but you're not like a trained.
No.
Isn't it funny that that's one of the things he wishes he had learned was to be properly trained musically and just look at sheet music and.
Yeah, I don't think it really would have changed his life much at all.
But it's funny that that's the thing he feels like if only I had that.
Right. Well, I think it's because of the era that was kind of who he'd compare himself to. Just, you know, I'm sure that maybe, I don't know. Would Graham Nash be able to do it? Probably.
I don't know. Who could read me? It just seems like
Paul McCartney could. Maybe John Lennon couldn't. Yeah. Let's just say that. I don't know.
Yeah. You picture like Elvis Costello, like writing the stuff out and coming in with sheets of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I actually picture is Frank Zappa writing stuff out and being like, yeah, this is what we're going to play today is this thing I wrote here.
And you might notice there's a little joke in here if you read the with the notes spell.
It's in 13:9 time with a... Yeah.
I just like that, you know, I'm technically on the same radio show as David Crosby right now.
It's going to say... David Crosby, Simon Doom.
There you go.
Same bill. So you are playing in a couple weeks. Simon Doom, you're playing at in New York City at the Rough Trade,
a record store, a coffee shop, and venue.
Yes, you'll be there with a giant dog tour. Who, by the way, I played. I forgot to say what I played. I played from the new album. The new album is, what did I play? I played Photograph from the new album, which came out on Friday. Toy, a giant dog. And they're so good. And you're going to be playing with them at Rough Trade on the 12th?
The 12th of September, which is a Tuesday.
Uh-oh. We're going to figure something out with that. There might be a show on the Monday, and I might be at that show on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that might be happening. So I'll tell everybody all about that. Two things I do need to tell everybody about, though. The Best Show Patreon is that's the only way the show makes money. Patreon.com/TheBestShow, and that is how we keep the show going. You give money whatever you can on a monthly basis, and it helps out. And everybody who is giving $10 or more a month by October 1st is going to get a Friends of Tom card, which I have not sent out in years. We have all new, brand new ones coming. It's the only way you can get it is to give to the show, the Patreon, patreon.com/TheBestShow. And another thing, apmike.bandcamp.com. Of course, you go get your Masses shirts, as seen on the MTV VMAs, the technical awards. You go get your, what else you have up there? Headshots, these godforsaken headshots that Mike sends out to people. What's that? I can't even hear him. I'm pretending he's not talking. But get this. apmike.bandcamp.com, not the only game in town. Try sharplingandworcester.bandcamp.com. Ho, ho, ho. If you feel the urge to buy any of our stuff digitally, it's up there. And we're going to expand that through, it's going to be where all the digital stuff, don't get it on iTunes or any place like that. Get it on Bandcamp. That's the thing. So all the CDs are up there, and we're going to start putting other stuff up over time. All at an affordable thing because it's digital. So, but go to apmike.bandcamp first and help him out. Buy a Massa shirt or a headshot. He's working on something new, a calendar, right? So get ready for that. And your album, Simon Doom, is Baby Man. It's in stores now. People can get it. And people can see you live. You will be performing in New York City, Brooklyn, at Rough Trade on September 12th with a giant dog. That is a bill that I would dream up. In my sleep, I would imagine that as an actual bill. And now it's happening. And it's on a Tuesday. So perversely, my own dream turns into a nightmare. But I will turn that back into a dream when I attend that show and do the best show. Maybe the night before. We'll figure that out. But the album's great. I love it. And you'll be all over the place with MGMT soon, probably, right?
Yes.
That'll be, is that your next, is that 2018 for
it's
you?
It's 2018, new MGMT record.
I can't wait.
Am I allowed to talk about it? I don't know.
I don't know. I would say your best bet is not to.
Right.
Because then you get yelled at.
Yeah. Boy, do I.
So you, and those two guys, oh, brother. You know what I was thinking of getting here? And tell me what you think of this. What if I got a paddle? Like, just a paddle, and I started hitting those guys out there with it?
Just kind of a...
like a frat house.
Oh, paddle that you use and you can point to.
Yeah, just point to it. So, like, Pat, get the paddle down.
How about you have a spiked paddle that you point to and an unspiked paddle use?
I like this a lot. I just have a paddle hanging up. I'm like, Pat, get the paddle down and give Dudio 6 whacks with it. Mike, hit yourself with the spike paddle 12 times.
Yeah.
Then that'd be a new chapter of the show. the paddle years. Or I'm just going to say, I think I'm being generous by saying years. I'm going to say it'd probably be the paddle week. Then we got rid of the paddles. Yeah,
the paddle weekend.
The paddles went away just as quickly as they showed up. The paddles were not a part of the show anymore. Could you imagine the paddle years were just like 2 years in? Hit him with the paddle. Again, like it's just like a tired.
Yeah.
Like it's not even satisfying. Any. Just, you guys fight over the paddle now.
It's kind of like a kind of audio gladiator event sort of thing.
Yeah. And people are like, he knows we can't see the paddles, right? It's not even satisfying. It's like even creeps would be just like, we're only hearing it.
Yeah.
Well, Simon Doom, I'm so glad you got to come by and hang out.
I'm so happy I did, too. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited about seeing you in rock concert mode.
Yeah.
And what song should I play off your record?
Ooh.
What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear on the way out?
Let's see.
Dream of the Machines.
Yeah, just do Dream of the Machines is number two, right?
Number two.
No cursing in that one.
Cursing. All right, everybody. We'll be back next week. Planning some crazy stuff for next week, so get ready, including he's in studio. He's wearing a shirt that says Vape Life. Vape Triloquism starts next week. Billy is here. His name's Billy. Pat, do you want to post a picture of Billy on the Instagram and Twitter? He has a shirt on that says Vape Life.
It's true.
Old-fashioned ventriloquist dummy. A new stupid chapter of the best show is about to begin when ventriloquism takes over. Here is Dream of the Machines by Simon Doom. We'll be back next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye.